Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello and welcome to our Season 3, Episode 9.
Go Busters! Cross 5!
Yay, Digimon!
And Go Busters. It's like two pieces of sex together. And then a weird, like, chipmunk noise that happens directly
after. It's like
after
that noise that they make when they wink. It's like, yeah.
Winking makes noises? Only if you have, like, really sticky eyes.
Ew, something weird's happening here.
Busters, ready, go!
Where are we going?
Sugu Shutsudo, it's morphine time. Toby Kome.
Bustas.
Kiki no sa izen sen.
Quiet. And I've lately seen commercials for this so-called Kiva.org. And she said,
me too.
Charity thing. I'm like, no, bitch, it's a Kamen Rider. I'm about to smack her on the TV.
Oh, is that why Kiva?
Yes. She's like, Kiva.org is the first charity something something. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a Kamen Rider now.
Yeah, I think she's a whore.
Oh.
Yep. So, one-ups.
Brian's gay. That's what's a one-up.
Only on Tuesdays.
Well, it's no longer Tuesday because you took too long to start recording.
It's only gay in my universe. Damn it. I got 12 more minutes of today.
So, what's going on? I don't know. I got... Did I have my...
Boba Molly!
I don't think I had my Ami Ami box last week.
Where you did the vlog where you were just like...
Oh, no. It was because of the 4th of July and shit. I didn't get it until the 6th, I think.
So this article says Bob Molly honored with sea creature. I think someone just found Kyo-chan in the water with seaweed on its head.
Bombari! So I had that, Ami Ami box and the Ogi box came at the same time, and with so many toys at one time, I exploded.
And he threw all of them off the desk. Fine, fall over. And he just tossed them off.
And I found the Bulzooka and the Gigazord ship version. I think that's all.
Folks.
I beat Lego. Well, no, I didn't. I've got one more mini kit to find in Lego Batman 2 on the 3DS. Back to playing Pokemon Conquest.
Okay, so speaking of toys, I got some. I didn't find... I didn't find anything like Bulzooka's store. but I did get my Okabot. And that had, what? Ankh, Greed, Ankh.
That was not nice.
And...
You got the Ankh?
Yeah, I got both Ankhs.
You get both Ankh? Why not you get both Ankh from me?
You know what's funny is that I got lost Ankh a week and a half ago, and I still didn't open it when I got regular Ankh finally. So I finally opened him today, and I'm going to open real Ankh during this podcast. Shh, Shvigue Arts.
Shvigue Arts.
Those are things.
Decker and his penis, who's glorious, and his pegs, which I couldn't find. What was the other one besides? Was that it? And, no, Super Hataba.
You need to talk to us about how you broke things.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting to that. That's why I'm listening a lot. Not a Shiko. Okay, so I decided I had a little bit of time today, so I decided to film three reviews that would go quick. So I filmed Barnaby and Not a Shiko and Super Hataba. Not Super Hataba. It doesn't even matter who the third one is. It was Yuzo. Not a Shiko, right? And before the review, I was just messing around with her one more time to make sure, like, didn't forget anything that I didn't like or liked or whatever, and maybe I was like, maybe I'll be like Kat and be hypercritical of this or something, I don't know. And so I was just messing around with the rocket module, and I didn't know there was like an extra piece to do it or something, some kind of like shoulder, like blood pressure monitor or something. And like, so when I was taking everything out for the review, I noticed it. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, did this fall off of her? And so I look in the instructions and see, like, oh, you're supposed to use this for the rocket module. I'm like, whatever, I'll just wing it. And so when I'm in the review, I do what it shows on the instructions, and I'm like, I don't know why this is here, really, because you can just do it without it. Let me show you. This is where things went wrong, because I pushed too hard, and her arm broke in two places.
You need to take a picture of this.
Well, now she's got a... No, hold on. Calm down. Like, it's in the review. Like, I'm like, all right, just do this. And then it happens. And I actually don't remember what happened directly after that. I remember stopping because I thought it was one of those cases which has happened a couple times where I thought I broke something, but it just detached, like at the hinge or something. But no, I broke it. Like, it broke it like the hinge, and then like her like wrist joint broke, and like it got lodged in the rocket, like in the little hole. That sounded wrong. But it got stuck in there, like you could see it, and I had to get it out with tweezers.
Yeah, I'm used to getting things stuck in a little hole.
And so... Okay. I filmed the rest of the review without her arm, so she even looked more like an Excel World player. And I just explained that it broke, because I was like, I'm going to get some sort of money out of this after I just broke this. So I filmed the rest of the review with her missing her arm. And then when I was messing around with it afterwards, like, I figured out a way to use that blood pressure monitor she came up with to get her arm on, but like I couldn't bend it. So I was just going to have her pose like standing there or something. And then I was like, well, what if I pluck this stupid stick out of the rocket with tweezers? And I figured out how to get Rocket on there by shoving the broken hinge into the hole. So that sounds so wrong. Into the rocket's hole. So it's kind of like she has like a prosthetic arm that's a rocket. So she just has the rocket right now. She looks normal, like nothing happened to her, but she doesn't have an arm. It got cut off by a Brucey. So that was fun. Oh, and it's not fixable like Shadow Moon was. Who looks like nothing happened to him. I glued him, and the same thing with Nazca's sword. She's got some battle scars.
Well, and you've had this how long? What, 3 days? 4 days? And
a day.
What?
It was going to be a little thing. And rest in peace, Nanashiko's arm. July 9th, 2012 to July 10th, 2012.
Yeah, just like your Gokai gun.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was fun. I was just thinking, at least this isn't somebody cool. Like, this is Forza, so she doesn't matter.
Oh my god.
Suddenly thought of all the people that were worried about breaking Shinken Red.
And we're gonna break it? No, don't be silly. God, I own all these, I don't break it. Oh shit.
Oh, in two places. I've never even broken my arm. Oh, that's
great. Me either. I've broken Shuki's arm before, but that's because I threw the Bullzord at him.
Bullzord. Oh,
Bullzord. And by throw the Bullzord, I mean I've yelled the word Bullzord at him about 50 times in a row, just like in his summary. Is it my turn?
Pressure, yep.
Bullzord.
Okay, so...
Sorry, I haven't said that in a long time.
Your mother's gay. So, what happened?
Ow.
Yeah, I got boxes today. I got one from Amy and one from Oki. The Oki box just had Barnaby and Floozy and Juzo and a Net Switch. So I now have all 40 Switches. Yay! Yay. And then, right, that's what I said. And then the Amy box had Stagbuster Vinyl, the Morphin Blaster, and the Dry Blade, which... I was playing with before Brian booted me from the call. It had Meteor, Forza Module Set 2, Raya, Akiba Red and his stages, and Decker Red, and then Mythcloth EX Pegasus Seiya, who's pretty cool. I took him out of the box and just put him together a little bit ago. And which means I now have like a 50 bajillion reviews to do. Because I still got to do those key sets from before I went to Nationals, which, speaking of Nationals...
Where's my knife? Oh, there it is.
Well.
No, I'm trying to open something.
Thanks, Dawson. So I went to Florida, and...
Story.
I... Yeah, I came back with a bronze medal in point sparring, and I didn't get anything in forms because the stupid way the bracket system runs that not even they know how to run the bracket. Like, seriously, there were judges discussing with each other how the bracket system would work. I was like, what? I'm pretty sure this means it's a problem. But we had 10 of us. We got, only 5 of us got medals. We had 7 medals total. It was a fun trip, though. Out of the 10 meals I had while I was there, 8 of them were chicken and french fries. So I call that a win. Which makes it even more fun. But yeah, and we also got all of our black belts made since I'm like testing in 3 weeks, which that was cool. I was like, whoa, black belt, my name on it. Well, no, another one. I already have one, my name on it, but this one's like the next level.
It says Kevin 2, the street. I saw a poster today that said Step It Up Revolution. I was like, oh man, I smell a title.
And then it was funny, we were leaving, and I wanted to get a picture of it, but we were going too fast or whatever. I didn't see it in time. But, like, we passed this place and said NRG Fitness.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
First thing I thought about was Dawson, and I saw it, and I started laughing. And part of the reason that I didn't get a picture of it is because I was laughing. And then said, oh, wait, I should probably take a picture of this. But too late. Oh, well.
That reminds me of last time I was in California. I passed this restaurant called, or I don't know if it was a restaurant, I don't know what it was. It was called Homeboys. And that was back during our play the Bed Intruder song every 15 seconds phase, and I kept forgetting to take a picture of it, and I was very upset. Cool story. I saw an Assassin's Creed trailer.
That's cool. Florida was fun. I'm trying to think if there's any, like, interesting stories. I lost my one sparring match that I had to do because they kept calling things that weren't actually points, which pissed me off. And then the guy I was up against, like, I was in, like, this heavyweight division, and all the people were bigger than me, which I'm not used to. But he went to kick, and I thought I was inside his leg, and then his leg, like, wrapped around my head or something. It was insane. All I know is I got hit. I didn't think I was going to get hit, and then I did, and then I got – the other guy got, like, 2 points for it, and I was like, what just happened? That was weird. Like, it was freaky. But it was good times. I got what I had to record the podcast from the hotel. And
breaking news of the Fire Nation.
Like, that already happened. I don't think the hotel internet was freaky, which is why I think it. I don't know. Aerosol said it sounded like I was like coming and going.
Yeah, you were.
Like, God. Yeah. I don't know. There was something weird with the hotel internet.
I think it was haunted.
Like, I really didn't like it. The hotel was kind of weird. I know their scale was all screwed up because, like, we had to weigh in, and so my sister had to try and make weight to be in the right division that she signed up for, and then she still didn't. But, like, she got on the scale and then went and worked out for, like, an hour and a half, and then or 2 hours. I got back on the scale, and it said she gained 2 pounds.
We're like, what is this, Biggest Loser?
We're like, I don't know how that works. But their scale was totally screwed up at that hotel. I don't know. They had some messed up facilities.
I told you it's haunted. There was a ghost sitting on it. They weighed 2 pounds. Ask Danny Phantom.
Okay. I might. And then today Shuki pre-ordered for me a Fusion Switch, and I was like, yay, ? So I'm happy that he pre-ordered me toys. I'm just not sure if I'm happy it's that one. I mean, over an hour after he got it for me, it was still in stock. So
is it still in stock now?
Let me check. I have to go to the Kamen Rider. And then I have to go to the Switch.
Why don't we have to assemble Ankh's feathers? Can't they just be assembled? Feathers, assemble.
They want it to be like the Avengers. Yeah, I wondered about that too, and it's kind of annoying to assemble his feathers. Yeah, Oh, wait, no, that's the rider here. Never mind. Hold on. This is the Switch. The rider here is still in stock, but those things, like, almost never go out of stock. Load, Paige, load. No, it's sold out finally after 2 hours. I don't think I've ever seen, like, a Switch stay in stock that long.
That many people have given up.
They've given up on the show, and then after seeing Fusion states out, I could imagine why. But, but yeah. So, I guess that's it for the onesies.
Now, God damn it. Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I meant to mention I brought my 3DS around the place, right? The convention center where the tournament was at, hoping to spot past people or whatever. I managed to get a hold of two. One of them was from my own team.
One of them was me.
Pokemon Nationals, dude, you had to check that fucking thing like every 10 minutes. It was so ridiculous.
Right. Well, the kid on our team, my friend, the one who some people may have seen me kick him across the room in a YouTube video.
Oh, okay.
That was great.
Is that one. So I get his little person, and I turn the thing on, and I'm like, I expected to see it say Ben or whatever. Nope. It says Jew Shark. I'm like, whoa. It's like, bro, you named your guy
just
Jew
like
Shark?
That dreidel, Brian.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's so epic. So it's like him with a little Bowser head on, and it just says Jew Shark. I'm like, yes. But yeah, I was surprised. Like, as I walked around the entire place, like, every day with it on. Like, I had it, like, in my pocket and in my bag and everything, like, walking around. And I got, like, two people, one of them from my team. And I'm like, really? This was a waste of my time.
Not enough nerds there, man.
Well, I figured as many, like, kids as there were there, right?
Need to go play Pokemon.
I would have gotten something from them, which probably just sounds weird. But
it does.
It sounds like something KO would do with some 16-year-old Yellow Rangers. But
fuck people! Sorry, I can't get his last piece on. It just won't stay on the little knob.
Whoa. What does it have to do with people, for one thing, aside from the whole...
Because people design knobs. They did! It's
just polish it. Just polish it, okay?
I'm not going to polish my knob. It's not a time for that.
No, his.
Oh, God. Is it on? Is it in? I think it's on.
Oh, yeah, you got to force. I know exactly what you're doing. You got to force that one in.
Yeah, and then break his neck. I don't want to break Ankh.
Dude, I forced mine in. Both my Ankhs are just fine.
Why didn't she regenerate? She is, like, a polymorph, so I understand it.
Anyway, moving along to what's news, Brian? Is that our next segment?
Yeah. So we have some articles.
We have a poorly written Spider-Man review with a bunch of childish grammar.
The childish grammar was fixed. It was very intriguing.
It was worse before I looked at it, Kevin.
I didn't even read the whole thing. All I know is I found mistakes. There was one that said something. It said, you wanted to write some and you wrote cum? I didn't fix it because it was funny.
That's great.
I don't remember where it was either.
Like the semen kind of cum? Or?
No.
I don't think that would have been like gotten past me, at least that. Oh, it's the Tomashi stand. Those always darken my door.
Uh-oh. See, it is pretty much inevitable. Oh, that's when I fixed inevitable.
Inevitable. Inevitable.
There would be inevitable similarities. Oh, good times. So yeah, I guess I'll start with that one since we're talking about it. Some fellow named Dawson Rider.
I think his name's Mike, according to a Facebook
Meg
comment.
Hasn't posted on our site in like a year. I don't even know how he's still on staff.
Since the Zelda review.
Yeah, that's true.
Which that took him like 6 months to write.
That was mostly my fault.
That was Brian 6 months to edit. It was just so horrible.
I just kept forgetting, and then I just didn't want to do it, and then.
Well.
Then I just stopped caring about Skyward Sword. But anyway, so that guy made an amazing Spider-Man review, which we may or may not talk about later in this podcast.
Here it is. I found it. It says, given that it is retelling the origins already covered in Spider-Man 1, it is pretty much inevitable that there would become similarities.
Yeah, I read that already.
I compared the cum between all the actors. That was nasty. It's like that cake from yesterday.
Please stop.
Cake?
Sorry.
Who had cake?
The bunt cake.
I can't believe I didn't get it.
I don't know what's happening. All I know is there's a Shogun Ranger on my screen.
So you may be thinking, oh, Dawson just ripped that movie a new one. That review probably sucks. No, he actually liked it.
Yep. The only thing I got harsh on was Aunt May, because they needed OG Aunt May back.
Yeah. OG. She's the original gangster.
She is. I'm still campaigning for the amazing Aunt May.
Yep. So we have Ultra Punch has moved on from Akiba Ranger reviews to summaries of the Akiba Ranger web radio show. So if you want to know what they're talking about in there, he put up a nice 3-page review, or summary rather, not really a review, just kind of talking about what they're talking about. So
I think Brian likes boys.
I heard through Twitter that there's a good possibility TV Nihon will sub the radio show. So all you people wanting to take a listen but don't know what they're saying, both read Ultra Punch's work and watch TV Nihon's theme. So good times.
I always watch TV Nihon's theme. Kind of tiny.
And the best part of the whole thing is that it almost seems like Ultra Punch's thing may be coming out sooner than the TV Nihon's on
that's
a regular basis.
That's what happens when you know Japanese.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying they should really check out our stuff, because Ultra Punch is going to get his things out before, you know, TV Nihon and their perfectionism.
Did I just say that again?
Is it? So Tartarus has another
Brian's
artificial
gay.
Intelligence of downloadable content.
I actually read this one.
A wonderful, debatable topic in the gaming world, download content.
I mean, I normally want to read them, but I just haven't gotten to in a while. And I read this one, and it was fun.
The fuck?
A big, long comment.
Yeah.
So if you're a gamer, go check that out. Pop into the discussion. Fun stuff like that. We have 4 anime reviews from John. We've got...
John decided to watch every anime ever and is going to review them all.
Is this really Binbo?
Bilbo?
Binbo Gami Ga?
Look, I don't ask questions. I just say, okay, John, thank you.
Best Bilbo wishes, too. I know that one.
Best wish.
Did he review Evil Metabots?
No. La Storia della Arcana Famiglia. I don't know what this one's called. And Cheetose Get You.
Cheetos? It's an anime about Cheetos. Finally.
Dude, you know how much I'd watch a show about Chester Cheetah?
I'd be awesome.
All over that shit. So go check those out if any of those interest you, if you even know what any of those are, or even if you don't, go check them out anyway. And then... We talked about the Spider-Man one already, so... That
yep.
one.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Too sexy, yeah.
I'm too sexy. I'm too sexy. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we have the nudes!
Yay!
Yay!
So...
Brian.
What?
Oh, no, I just meant for you to do the news.
Oh, okay.
The story here.
Do I have to strip now, or?
Hopefully.
okay, so...
I didn't know that you weren't going to. I thought that was a given.
First up for a November Tomashi Web exclusive release, we have the Leo Zodiarts, which isn't a surprise whatsoever. So,
The surprise that it comes with Super Tattoo Boss claws.
Which looks awesome.
Yes.
It does look really cool. Like, Leo's one of my favorite Zodiac designs, so...
I like that guy, because he crushes his own nuts in his hand or something? I don't know.
Ow! I could feel that. It hurt.
He's a nut cruncher.
I have a question. What's with this weird triangle thing that comes with this onk stand?
It can sit with the wing section area. It just kind of wedges right in there. So if you don't want to use the clip, you can use that, but I found it to be not very stable.
It kind of doesn't look very stable.
So I don't use it.
Okay, because it just fell out of the bag and I'm trying to decipher it. You just try on board.
I was looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck is this thing? So I looked at the instructions, it's like, you put it here. I'm like, it doesn't really sit that well in there.
Oh, brother.
But whatever. Going up for pre-order the day before this podcast is released. Day before? Something like that.
Thursday, 2 days.
Thursday?
Yeah. You're right. I thought it was Wednesday for some reason.
We get a... Well, it's Wednesday night that we have to epic shopping, but it's technically Thursday morning. And
is it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Or today or something. I don't know. But regardless, we have a wonderful release that we weren't expecting at all. And it took everyone by shock.
It's like the best figure ever.
It's the most wanted toy of all time. It's getting me choked up. I'm that excited.
Junior's Digivolution?
Wild Tiger Movie Edition. Oh my god. You might be thinking, oh my god, it's the movie edition. That means it's epic. What are the differences? It's got better painted hands? Maybe? And he's got a new left shoulder plate that says Family Mart. Oh my god. Family Mart. You know how big of a fan of Family Mart I am?
I know, right?
Are you fan of it on Facebook?
I should be.
Shit, he's serious.
Because it's awesome. I'm just like, I'm shocked at this. This is like so cool.
This is the figure art I've been waiting since I first bought Figure Arts Kabuto.
I know. When I bought Dark Kabuto, I was like, I really want them to make Wild Tiger a movie edition because it'll be awesome.
Especially for Shfigure.
It'll be unlike any Shfigure art ever.
Jerry.
Sarcasm aside, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The fact that something like this is taking up a retail spot kind of ticks me off.
It taking up any spot ticks me off. Like, it should just not exist. If they're going to do movie versions, why not do redesigns of the suit or something? Do a reboot. Just make a Spider-Man version of the suit and give him, like, mask
material. I mean, we still have the his original suit to be released.
Fire
still
Emblem,
got
Blue Rose,
those guys.
Dragon Kid.
Those
H1N1.
Yeah, we've got the dark version, and then we've got Prototype Bunny I'd rather have over this. I'd rather have anything over this, really.
G3 Miles,
Brian,
where are you?
Brian, what you're telling me is that this gentleman here is stupider than Wild Tiger 1 Minute?
See, at least he had the decency to be an exclusive. I mean, that didn't factor into anyone's release. This guy's taking up an exclusive, not exclusive, a retail release.
Now, would you say this is stupider than anything we've seen at all ever previously?
It's just as stupid as 1 Minute.
Okay, would you say it is stupider than Banana Axel?
See, he never came out, so I can't really count him.
All right, then, would you say it's stupider than Cyclone Axel Extreme?
No, because he's double.
Yeah. That's
even
my
he was,
argument.
Even though
there.
He doesn't actually exist, he's just a thought bubble.
He's cooler. He's got red on him, which makes him cool, and then he's got those eyes that have the dots in them and stuff.
Having two Ankhs is hot. I kind of want a third Ankh.
Get the Ankh stand set one out.
Oh, yeah. And then you have the one from... Oh, I have four Ankhs. Oh, fuck, I'm happy now.
One of them is Ankh.
Oh, yeah, Ankh. Oh my god, that Assassin's Creed ad's on again. Sorry, I'm getting a start.
I'm so pissed. This is stupid.
This is like the milking of the same idea of the Rising Ultimate Eyes.
Basically.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, there's those stupid Rising Ultimates, and then the Nazcas, and then these Ankhs here, where one of them just doesn't have the rest of his face. Or hand.
Or anything.
I don't know. It's
Ryan makes me feel too sexy for my shirt.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of ticked about this, but...
At least think about it this way. The fact that it's a retail, at least it's going to be cheaper, so you're not paying, like, $20 or more.
If I had to pay exclusive prices for another Wild Tiger that was barely different than the one I already owned three times, then I would kind of be... I'm going to own this fucker. This is going to be my fourth one that looks almost exactly the same as the other four.
Shit
this
was about to go down.
This is like infringing on Shinkano territory.
I was telling Brian about this earlier. This will give us four of the same figure. Like, four.
Of I'm the so same surprised they didn't make nudie versions figure. Of the Greets. All we got was Gamble's fat form.
I know how Dawson's just going to go on about greeds.
Well, because I was thinking we have two Unks and we're going to have two Dinos, but everyone else is by themselves.
But the two Dinos are different people, just like the two Unks are different people, you faggot. And, but yes, anyway, aside from this idiot's rantings, four Wild Tigers. Four. That are all the same. I mean, what? I don't even know how to comprehend that in my head, that I paid four times for the same figure.
When did Wild Tiger release? Less than a year, hasn't
November?
It been?
September.
With Gokai Red.
So in less than a year, gotten four different ones.
This will be the fourth one in a year, yes.
That looks almost identical. This is... Bah!
This is bah! I agree, and Russians also agree. But mainly you with that.
We've got Wild Tiger 1 minute, Wild Tiger Masa Kazu Katsura version, and then Wild Tiger movie edition. This is stupid.
Isn't the most different that book one that you just said?
Yeah, because it's got different colored things, and it has different logos everywhere. 1 minute just has the 1 minute.
I just want H1N1.
1 minute has the same sponsors as a normal one, right?
I think so, yeah. It just has 1 minute on the back.
Doesn't somebody have that? You have that, Brian.
I didn't open it. Why would I open it?
I have it. Hold on. It's right here, like, next to me.
There's dust on my blanket.
Why would I open? I didn't even open the Matsukasu whatever one yet.
I reviewed it, yeah. Ooh. Okay, this one's got SoftBank on the shoulder and the chest and figure arts on the arm. Is that what normal one has?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, in place of SoftBank on the shoulder, Movie Edition has Family Mart.
Oh, the code drama.
You know what's worse?
Your mama?
In the movie, pretty much everyone's sponsors change.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So does that mean that everyone's going to get Movie Edition? Because I can't handle that, Brian. I can't own four Barnabees and, like, six... Sky Highs or something.
I don't feel comfortable owning more than one Fire Emblem.
I'd buy 12 Fire Emblems. I don't know about you. But...
He's going to be the first male figure art to have high heels.
I'd buy that sucker all night long.
Oh, God.
Like he said God, sucker. Brian's so gay. I'm so scared.
Oh God. Okay, so let's move.
Well,
that
I'm looking
top.
At it.
Okay.
I'm looking at it. It looks like Barnaby has the same sponsors. You little stupid.
Where are you looking?
On the tigerandbunny.net.
Oh, okay. He might be the same then.
What
I
about
know, I know most of them had different ones.
I don't know. I mean, I'm look. That's what I see.
I don't know. I didn't get to watch the trailer because it was on Virus Central.
I didn't look at the trailer. The trailer's on tigerandbunny.net, you woman.
You know what? You just ruined the bit. Thanks. Bit ruiner.
I'm going to watch the trailer. I think it's the trailer. I don't know what this is.
Can I watch the Spider-Man 2 trailer instead?
Our next news story is that there's a Tiger and Bunny trailer.
Oh, wow. Good segue. Oh. Good work, guys. And I just spoiled that I didn't watch it. Damn it.
I didn't watch it. With this. Look, this isn't working. This says something in Japanese. And I can't read it. Brian, what's it say?
I don't know. Mine says now loading.
Mine says, said that, and I got a message.
Dot, 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 dot.
I think it's the fish message. I got fished by tigerandbunny.net.
I see a fish! No, you don't. Stop.
Dot, dot. I got a message, too. It's probably not available in our country.
Where the fuck am I from? Narnia? Hashtag joke stolen from Epic Tweets and her 12,000
Okay, so Wild Tiger now has Family Mart. Barnaby is exactly the same. Which is why he's just getting a re-release. Blue Rose is the same.
Yeah, because there's no material on her costume.
Rock Bison now has hybrid. I don't know what that's hybrid. That's more Japanese.
Where do you see that?
Go to placement.
Yay, placement. Product
Sky
placement.
High now has Movix and T-Joy.
Chenix. Wait, what?
Dragon
That's what I
Kid
heard.
Now has Damn.
Damn!
Instead of DMM.com.
Bad and nay.
Maybe it's the same thing. Maybe now it's just Damn.
Damn.
Ooh, Fire Emblem has Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
What? I am excited.
I must own this.
I think he had Anime before. Now he's got Domino's Pizza.
Why have Anime when you can have pizza?
What's his face? Origami Cyclone has Bandai Visual Club.
Is that like a porn
Mini
site?
Mini instead of Anime.com. The other two he had already.
Well, look, Brian, if you hover over the thing, it shows you where the sponsor's at.
Sorry.
Yeah, just in case you can't see them normally. So we could get a new Origami Cyclone and a new Sky High and a new Rock Bite. Oh, shit.
Oh, Brian. Brian's like, oh, crap.
On the bright side, we could only get one Blue Rose.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
You get Michael Schofield style.
I can only get one of the half-naked chick. Woo! Man, you made my day better.
And they could, for Dragon Kid and Fire Emblem, they could pull a Barnaby and just give him a swappable piece. Like, Barnaby's got the Crusade and the Amazon Japan piece that's switchable.
They could have just taken a list of who bought Wild Tigers and mailed them a shoulder pad, too.
Nail on the shoulder pad.
Can you
That'd
imagine,
be easier than just, making a whole new figure.
Just getting a shoulder pad in the mail. Oh, that's... This is fun.
You know what's hot? Having two onks. Why didn't I do this before?
Because you wanted the greed, but you didn't want the onk.
This is true. Why the hell is our next news story? It's not the trailer because no one can watch it.
Is it me with the toys and the heroes of the metal?
Yeah, you can talk lots about GoBusters and stuff.
We got fourth quarter toy scans.
Fourth quarter
for GoBusters. All right, so this isn't the story
I started.
I
sounds like Mozzie.
This isn't the story. Okay, this is the story I wanted. Okay, so first up, we're going to talk about this. This has nothing to do with the GoBusters. It has to do with the Metal Heroes.
Okay, I'm not going to deal with this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Dawson apologizes. I say, what we say. No, I'm not going to do that. That would be stupid. So apparently there's some kind of a rumor about a new Metal Heroes movie. It's some type of thing where these people said they saw some young guy running around making a movie wearing a jacket similar to Kenji Obaz when he's Gavin, and that this could be new Gavin, who is going to inherit his powers from Retsu Ichijo, right, which is the character of Gavin. His real name.
His name was Kenji Oba.
Shut up. No, that's the actor. Retsu Ichijo is the character. Stupid.
Bit ruiner.
We don't know if this is true or not. However, part of this toy catalog shows us some new vinyls that Brian pre-ordered for me tonight, which
I got them too.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't get shit.
I didn't know if you wanted them, so...
Probably not.
He didn't get Gavin, which is...
I'll get the figure out if they make it.
Shut up. Which is Space Sheriff Sharavan and Space Sheriff Scheider.
They're too busy making Wild Tiger for the 10th time.
the two metal heroes who followed Gavin. Scheider, of course, he's now dead, but he was played by the son of Eiji Tsuburaya, who made Ultraman, who he's also dead. Yes, Scheider Show is the one that did crucify Santa and had the kind of a demon spawn and children chanting and worshiping Satan or something. That was a fun episode of Tokyo Rift Theater.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas in July. Huh? Because it's July.
So, in any case, these are going to come out at the end of October and will be retailing for the same as Gavin. Also in this scan is the Magi and Abba Ranger key sets for whatever reason that we've seen already. And of course, you have paranoid people, KO, going around saying that maybe this means we're done with Ranger keys, seeing as how we didn't get any new keys in this toy scan, nor toy catalog. We got old keys that we already saw before. I don't know. Then
we're done.
No, there's still 22 teams to do, and the rest of the six Rangers and the extra heroes. They are not going to give up milking this cash cow. This is Bandai, people, okay? They will milk a dead cow, okay?
I bet that milk's gray.
That's why I pictured cow. Not gray. Black 2 and white 2, Dawson.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
I do.
I'm just kidding.
So, next up is... Let's go to this. I'll go to this next. So we got some more Buster Gear, right? Right. We just got Buster Gear 5, 6, and 7 with Bleat and Stag Buster. Well, now we have Buster Gear 09. All right. The GB Custom Visor. All right. Now this is going to snap onto your Morph Embrace, giving you a second set of visors to look through. So now you're going to look really stupid playing with this thing.
That's what it's like when you wear sunglasses when you have glasses.
Yeah, that's why I don't. It's got the first mode is, shut up, visor mode, where it has five phrases. GB Custom Visor, Go Busters Powered Custom, Go 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 Busters, Enatron something discovered, and Metaroid something catch. We can't read the text because it's freaking blurry. When you put it on the Morph Embrace... the visor enters powered custom mode and it pops up and says set. You push the button, the brace says it's morphin' time, and the visor will say powered custom and shoot lasers into your eyes or something. I don't know. It's called a double morphin', and it will turn the Go Busters into powered custom mode. Now, that's what we see in the scan here, where they look all armored up. It appears, we don't know for sure, but it appears as though they get armor from their buddy roids, a la Beat J Stag and Beat Buster, which, if this is what they're doing, they really owe us credit for this because we talked about doing this a long time ago. This is going to come out in November. Looks like mid-November from the scan. They only show one vinyl, which makes me upset and slightly nervous, but not really. And it's for the powered custom version of Red Buster, and that will be coming out at the end of October, probably a week before the actual visor comes out. But I would really like to see blue and yellow Busters.
I'd understand releasing only one if there was like a full team, but considering there's only three of them,
yeah,
I don't see why we can't get all of them.
I'm hoping that. They
got
do
all the Ghost Agers. Oh, wait.
Yeah, well, that's
the thing.
We
the guys.
We got three of them. So.
I mean, they did all three
the snake
super...
three times.
They did all three Super Geki Rangers. So, I don't see why they can't do all three of these guys. Now, next up is new mecha, right? We're getting to that time of the year. We have the big, expensive mecha at the end of the year. Last year we had Mach Falcon, which I'm still the only person on staff that owns it, and I love him. He's got a key and an engine soul, and he's
awesome.
I'd love
him too if I could get him for an affordable price.
And he sounds like Wild Tiger because it is Wild Tiger.
I already own too many Wild Tigers.
In any case, so next up we have Buddy Zord LT06 Tatagami Rai-O.
Tatagami, is that a combo?
Shut up.
Sorry.
So no, the Gaddafi combo. So
what the hell, man? Space. Oh, okay.
So he comes out in October. Let's see, what's it say here? It says mid-October on the toy scan. Now, he can transform. He has three modes. He has lion mode. He has motorcycle mode, which that those pictures are in the next article because the scan came out after. And then third mode is Tatagami Rai. Oh, you'll notice it does say Buddy Zord and not Buster Machine like the others did. Don't know what that means yet. It might be intelligent. It could be its own Buddy Roid. It could be a new Buddy Roid. I don't know. We don't know. Brian here doesn't know. He's partially retarded. But it can combine with the Shinkano. No, not the Shinkano. It combines with the Gorilla and the Rabbit to form Go Buster Rai-O. And then on top of that, five of them, or rather, the Go Buster Rai-O combines with Buster Hercules, right? Then it forms Go Buster King. Now, not Go Buster O, and we're going to translate it as Go Buster King. No. The picture says Go Basuta Kingu. Go Buster King.
Have fun over time.
So, yeah.
We'll call it Go Buster King. King Square.
You know, because, the high and mighty who are like, everything needs to be translated super completely and forever because people might not understand Go Buster O is its name and it means king or something. I don't know.
I just find it disturbing the word for king is O. Like, here, it's just like, you're surprised. Oh. And so, like, here, but king? Like, when you're surprised? I don't understand it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah.
So this next thing here, more info about it, shows the other modes. It shows Go Buster Ace riding it in both motorcycle mode and lion mode. It looks pretty cool, I think. And then it also shows the different combinations that all your toys can make. Go Buster O, Buster Hercules, Go Buster Caro O. Whatever this is when the Stag Jet combines with Go Buster Ace and then Great Go Buster. Apparently, it's got lights and sound. So the vehicle, it says the vehicle can be seen saying Tatagami Rai-O Buddy Vehicle Bururururun. The animal says Tatagami Rai-O Buddy Animal Garururururun. I guess I don't know what that. I guess it's a howling or something. I don't know. I guess it's like a rev noise and a howling noise. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I really like this. I hope it's not overly expensive, but it probably will be.
I'm expecting cheaper than Machalcan, but more expensive than Gosei Ultimate.
Yeah, I mean, Gosei Ultimate by itself was actually pretty cool. The combination with Gosei Great was awful, but that one was pretty cool. So if it's something similar to that, I could be okay with. This is piloted by Red Buster, and he uses a special device for that. Now, what is it you ask? Well, if you noticed before...
Purse?
Yes, the purse. I went from... As I mentioned, we just got... Buster Gear Series 5, 6, and 7, and then those visors is Buster Gear 09, where you're like, Jedemon, I think you can't count. Nope. I can count.
It.
Yeah, just we got shit out of order. We have a new weapon, and it's Buster Gear 08. It's the DX, so it's legit. Ryo Blaster. Alright. Not Ryo Trooper, Ryo Blaster. So it's a gun. It's got a 7-color LED. I guess they still have an abundance at the factory. They're putting that shit in everything these days. It appears to have three modes. It has gun mode. It has purse mode. And it has cockpit mode, which is what we also call Dawson's mother.
Oh.
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 Burn.
Which
king? Japan. English is easier, I promise.
So cockpit modes, how he pilots Tategami Ryo, and the panel has like this lion's head. Shut up. Design on it. Apparently, there's associated phrases that go with each mode, and you can combine it with the Sogon Blade. Does it give me the name in this article? I don't think he wrote it in the article.
Final Buster version or something.
Yeah, it's like Sogon Blade.
I don't think it has a name, but it says Buster. It's time for Final Buster.
Yeah, it says it's time for Final Buster. I thought that was a name for it somewhere, but whatever. It says it's time for Final Buster. Let's see. What's this say? I'm trying to see if there's anything I skipped in my rantings. Gun, pilot, study of Ryo. When it's in purse mode, it's a navigator for the Go Busters.
That's what I use my purse for. Purse, tell me where to go. Toys R Us? Okay.
So, I'm not sure what Nick and Go Buster Ace will be doing during all of this. But
probably watching SportsCenter or something.
I don't know. I'm not sure why they need a navigator. Although we do know that, you know, Nick Chita has a bad sense of direction, so, you know, whatever. Unfortunately, we still do not have Wizard toy scans, but we did get all of this stuff for Go Busters, which I think looks pretty cool. I'm excited about the power-up. We're obviously due for one because the Gokaiders didn't have one. And I just kind of like it. I like the new mecha. I like all this stuff. I'm excited.
Okay, you finish.
I was just going to say that as far as like this new weapon goes, if it's as cool as the thing I'm playing with right now, then it's made of win. Because I'm still playing with the drive blade and it's awesome. And it has no batteries in it yet and it's still awesome.
I like the power-up, but at the same time, it just doesn't seem necessary, I guess. Because it just doesn't look like it does much. I mean, I guess we'll find out more later, but...
It protects them. Look, it's more armory.
It protects their boobs?
Yeah, like, they spent a lot on those implants. I would want to protect them, too.
Well, the thing is that... One of the things like Ultra Punch wrote in his article is something about like why they need a navigator thing, and that, you know, maybe they're something, you know, going to hyperspace or something. Like maybe that's what, like, yeah, maybe the armor is gonna protect them while they're in hyperspace.
Maybe
that could be.
Or
they can go fighting there like in the digital world, and when they go through, it could be like oh, make it happen.
Kingu.
Oh. Oh, man. Gonna get some mileage out of that one. King Baby.
You know.
This is gonna be a fun joke that's gonna get way overused.
It'll be used in drawing something at some point.
King Shit!
King Shit!
I mean, or if they're going to keep doing like they did in this week's episode, which we'll summarize in a couple of minutes, and create more like random pockets of subspace in the normal world, they might have to like fight in there, and so they might need the armor. I don't know. I'm sure they'll have a reason for it, because Go Busters has done a pretty good job of, like...
I kind of like the idea of eventually taking the battle in the subspace.
Yeah.
And so you need the navigator. That might be why you get Ryo, because maybe he can do shit in subspace that Ace wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. That's the thing. They've done a good job so far, I think, of explaining things.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I don't see where this is going to be one of those just like random unnecessary things, or that's going to something that'll go unexplained. Like, oh, look, we decided to get a power up because we were bored. Like, that they're going to find a way to like just cleverly write it into the story and explain it away in a decent fashion.
Doesn't it? It also looks like the designs are kind of like, they take influences from their buddy roids.
Mm-hmm.
which is cool.
Yeah, that's what I like. I'm hoping that it's like an armor thing from the Buddyroids.
But then the Buddyroids are still intact, just like BJ Stang.
Just like, like then just naked instead, like.
Because it looks slightly modeled off of it. Like, I mean, you got Cheetah Nick's like V shape on red, and then blue. It looks almost exactly like Gorisaki's chest plate.
Yeah,
and if I'm looking at this right, it looks like Yellow's like bra area ish thing. It looks like it comes out like one of the ears, maybe. I can't really tell because the pic's kind of blurry. But
pointy Madonna boobs.
Well, not the boobs.
The bra area.
It looks like a fucking bra. I mean, it covers
area around the boobs.
Boob area.
Hold on, let me go
like,
back.
It looks like she has fucking cleavage too, because it just comes down and covers the boob area.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
It looks exactly like a fucking metal sports bra.
I'm hoping that it ends up leaving their Buddyroids looking like C-3PO and the Phantom Menace.
They were,
because
also
I think that would be funny as hell. But also look at like their arms and their legs and stuff too. It looks like they ripped pieces off of the Buddyroids.
So violent.
Well, your arm. Rip.
But I think it's funny though that like when we first heard the rumors of Beat and Stagbuster, we're like, oh, the Buddyroids gonna give up armor pieces to Beatbuster and then become Stagbuster. And then we were like, man, that would be great if they got power ups that took armor from their Buddyroids. And then here we are, like, 2 months later, like, oh, look, power-ups, unless they take ammo from the Buddyroids.
Yeah, we did.
That's what I was just saying.
Stupid Toei Bandai Tap.
We say everything at this point. I swear to God, we've either been doing this so long that we just know everything that's going to happen. Like, it's just so easy to predict, or they're bugged, or we're bugged.
We really have to be bubbed. We're bugged. We're bubbed and bugged.
We're so bubbed.
So bubbed you can't even handle it.
So Nikozu compared this to Daigoryo and Datus, or Ryo, not the power up. And so Anchor Crab said that he imagines that the Buddy Zord will be self aware since it's a Buddy Zord. But he doesn't think it'll be a comic relief character because
the Buddy Zord becomes self aware.
He's just too badass to be comic relief. What do you think he's going to act like? Like, I'm expecting a little bit of comic relief in a sense that, I mean, he's one of the sounds he makes is Garoon. I mean,
I feel like he's going to be a mix between, like, a Gosei Knight and, like, a... fuck.
An engine?
From last time. I forgot his name already.
Dunford?
No, last season, Gokaiger.
Mach Falcon.
Oh. Yeah. Like a mix between him, like with his kind of like, oh, let's vroom vroom vroom, and then like kind of more like a Gosei Knight, like I'm awesome personality.
I'm awesome.
See, I think, and by me exactly. saying that, it means it's not going to happen. I'm going to look stupid in about 2 months, but I think that he may end up having be real, real serious.
Are you serious?
Why like, serious?
Yeah, like he'll be like that. Like he'll just be like,
talk to me, Arbiter.
Like real serious and be like, you know, he's probably not gonna enjoy the other Buddyroids and they're just shenanigans.
Brandon.
Like,
well, if he's a Zord, I don't think he's gonna really talk to the Buddyroids much.
He doesn't socialize with the lower class.
Maybe he becomes their, I don't know what I'm saying, never mind.
Their master. Question is, are you the master of your domain?
Just want to know how much he costs. Like, he doesn't have a price on here, and I'm ticked.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Basically, because it just doesn't even list it. Like,
the price is gone, bitch. Hate that Bob Barker.
So the most
I like
pets
how,
weather must be cut off.
I guess it's Single Boy. I don't know, but someone said that. Oh, it might be a mistranslation. Go Buster King. Ultra Punch is like, no, it's either King or Kink, and I don't think it's Kink.
Go Buster Kink. Oh, man.
You know what it is? It's somebody trying to hold out hope that overtime's not going to shit their pants.
This is nothing to the GoBusters, but it's toy scan related. I'm like 95% sure the Wizard scans will be out by the time this podcast is up.
Date-wise, there's a good chance.
Well, and just the fact that as soon as we finish the podcast or put it up, the news is like, all right, let's come out.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, by Thursday morning, we'll probably end up having Wizard toy scans.
Thursday night, we're going to have to record a bit that will be inserted at some point, maybe.
Well, like, and then this will go up, and everyone will be like, why didn't you talk about Wizard toys? And they're going to be like, because this was done before. Like, you know what? Fuck y'all.
The troubles of being a time-traveling podcast.
I expect so much.
Look, the DeLorean has a lot of miles on it, okay?
We have to stop every so often and refill Mr. Fusion, okay?
God.
You know what it's like digging through people's garbage?
Finding banana
peels.
They're
not fond of it.
We've learned that.
Apparently that kind of behavior is frowned upon.
He's going to drown. I want to watch that now. Can we go over and just watch Back to the Future?
Later.
Okay.
Right,
so. I hate Menor.
I forget the purse gun. It's got a 7-color LED, so I like it.
But it's a purse.
It's like a fad the past few years. Every toy they put out has to have a 7-color LED.
Every
in
big
it.
Toy is a 7-color LED.
My big toy has a 7-color LED.
All right, shut up. I'm
talking about my prism bicker.
The prism memory has one. Something of O's has one, doesn't it? Oh, the scanner. The O's scanner. The Gokai Saber. The Gokai Galleon Buster. What else? This gun.
Nightclubs. That's not a toy, but they have them.
Something from Forza have it. Oh, the belt. The Forza driver itself has it. Like, everything that just gets this damn 7-color LED, like, it's the coolest shitting thing ever. I mean, sure, it is, but that doesn't mean everything has to have one.
I don't know why, but bringing up the Forza driver just reminded me when it first came out and people were finding the sounds by sticking it with chopsticks.
Yeah.
They're more like skewers, which was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
And you're gay. Right.
All right, so
kick a ball.
Okay. Remember about a year or so ago, maybe, when McDonald's had samurai toys and they were really stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found for you.
Well, you get to experience that again.
When I like
they
a
have
toy.
The super samurai toys. Starting August, it was in the article, I swear, 24th. So
they got the toy in the Happy Meal.
You get back from Morphicon, then you can get Power Ranger toys.
Oh my god, I'm more excited for that than Morphicon.
But, I mean, there's no pictures or anything yet, but...
you get the toy, it go.
Ice Age right now, I think.
The Meltdown?
There'll be one more between Ice Age and Samurai.
That was the last movie.
They're getting paired up with Paul Frank, that monkey and shit. So, good times. Via Twitter, earlier today, Megablocks was like, we got Season 2 minifigures finally, and we're giving them out at Comic-Cons. We'll swing by our booth. I'm like, stop giving things out at Comic-Con. I'm not there.
I know. I'm upset.
And, completely lost the picture. There it is. So, the the Series 2, there's 10 to collect. So, there's Bulk, a normal red that doesn't look any different than the one we have already. I can't really tell from the little picture.
But he's cheating!
A gold that might be metallic or something, maybe? So, gold power. One of those brown Moogers with the, like, spear... things. Yeah, these are really descriptive. Mega Mode Blue, Super Mode Blue, Super Mode Green, Training Yellow, and the quote-unquote chase figure is a clear Mega Mode Red.
Oh, fucking red!
So so much red.
I get for you. You get this one, you do it, you find them all. It's a hard to get.
So
you get it now.
Jeff asked when they were coming out, and they said, after Comic-Con, so that's totally descriptive, but expect them after Comic-Con.
Anytime between now and the end of time, basically.
Speaking of Comic-Con, Bandai is releasing, as far as I know, their first Comic-Con exclusive thing, and
they're hard to get.
It is hard to get because they only made 300 of them for the entirety of
Comic-Con. That's not a lot.
No, that is not a lot. So you can, they're gonna have some available Wednesday through Sunday. So I mean, there's only gonna be like friggin' not even 100 of them available each day. That's ridiculous. But it's a Final Victory Ranger pack, which consists of Super Mega Mode Yellow, Pink, Green, Blue, and Gold, and then Shark Attack Mega Mode Red. Did that even get a name officially? I don't think so. Super Mega Shark Attack?
I don't know.
They all include metallic paint, fully painted Mega Blades with the black box attached, and then there's buzzing.
It comes with buzzing. Each figure has its own buzzing noise. Defend the galaxy!
I remember those old
Blast into space!
I kill you now. I kill your face.
And that one, that was one of the girls, I think, because you had to have like a backpack to get their noises.
And I mean, the coolest thing is that they all come with the Megazord like pedestals.
See what you're doing? You're putting the pussy on a pedestal. I'm sorry. I couldn't really hear that word.
I'm fine for you. Get
unfortunately,
on
they don't have the right like logos on them. They have like these weird silver logos instead of having the Zord face on them, but nitpicks aside, it looks really cool, and I want it really bad. I don't know if my Comic-Con peoples are going to be able to get it, though, but...
You have a Comic-Con.
What?
You have a mole at Comic-Con?
A mole? Yeah, I got a mole.
Okay.
No,
Is the guy from Austin Powers?
Yeah. He found me out.
Mole, 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 mole. Mole.
Spit it up. Talk it up. Make go molly. Go. Oh, screw it. It's over. Like, I think they look neat. I think I'm not as excited just because I'm so sick of buying samurai stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just ingested so much samurai content that I'm going to, like, barf. Yeah. There was an episode on earlier, and I'm like, God damn, this has been on forever.
And one of the comments in one, not this article, but the other one, was asking if they were going to get retail releases. We know that Super Mega Mode, Blue, Green, Pink, and Yellow, and then Red's not in this pack, but Red 2, are getting retail releases in the next wave of figures. Don't know about Shark Attack Red or Super Mode Gold, but I'd imagine they would probably be in the last wave of figures.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll make them.
We still got two more, so.
We still got time, so that'll probably happen.
They won't be metallic, and they won't have Megazord cockpits, but you'll
but that'll be more accurate. If they're not metallic, I mean.
Yeah.
But Jaden doesn't have his shark saber. This is inaccurate.
Yeah,
I kill you now. You don't have the right color. That's what is wrong.
This is inaccurate.
Do they come with metallic loose legs? Because, like, every time I rearrange my samurai display, I'm ready to chop my, or smash my Mega Mode figures with a hammer, along with the Tomashi stages, and just make some sort of soup. Like, because I look at them and their legs just collapse. I want to do the splits.
I was gonna say you can fix them, but those legs on ball joints or is it a swivel system?
I don't know. They're like, I don't want to touch them. Plus, they're behind like a layer of other figures.
If they're on just a normal ball joint, then you can just go, hey, fix.
Just point at it. Fix. Sweet. I can use magic.
I rubbed the ball.
Nicholas Cage. Why does Kevin only have one line now?
I don't
have the line for you. In that goal. You do a line.
Finally, obviously new toys are hitting. I found the Bulzooka and the Gigazord and stuff.
You get the toy? I like the toy.
So we've got Shogun Blue, Shogun Gold.
I want that Brew and the Gold.
The Tiger Tank.
I don't want that one.
More masks, more
I don't care about that.
Cycles, some battle they morphin cool. thing, some morph set. Building thing. I don't know what those are. We've seen pictures of them at Toy Fair, though.
I want the blue and the gold.
Chenix wants the Tiger Tank.
I don't care about him.
He wants the blue and the gold.
When the blue and the gold.
Exclusive figure included, and it's like the same Mega Mode figure that we've had.
I wanted that black one.
I know. I wanted Shink and Black.
It's like grown up Carlos.
But yeah, that's all for those. So DVD time.
Yay, DVDs. Let's
get a DVD. I want a DVD.
It's DVD Tuesday on Friday, and this is an Attack of the Show, and I'm not Candace Bailey. But
you a girl? So... Ooh, you have a vagina.
Sorry, Elena got me. So first up, we've got news of Beetleborgs and VR Trooper DVDs.
I like that one. They got the Beetleborg with the flabber. He got the big chin.
What? That's Beetleborg. I don't think he's in the set because they cut it in half with a
He liked
the
Leno.
But Leno? Oh, I get it. Anyway, so just like MMPR, they're split up to volume sets. They'll be $19.99 each or $13.95 if you go pre-order.
Don't record the volume. The volume is like hard.
Got some art covers. The Beetleborg just has the three of them be like, hey, this is the generic pose everyone does like in convention photos. They just put their fist up. I don't know what that's about. And then the VR troopers are like, hey, look, we're at the pose. And one of them's like, hey, look, I'm Carly Krenthos and Claudia Zakara. So I guess we'll just talk. Should we talk about this now and then do the other one?
Well, I mean, like, we knew they were coming out, so it's not really a surprise. The DVD covers look nice, I guess.
I was just wondering, do you think we're ever just going to get them to, like, even if it's, like, a long time down the road, to make it all one set?
I highly doubt it.
Because I'd like to just buy one set. Like, I hate this stuff. Like, well, I can't afford it. Well, then you don't deserve to buy it. Sorry. So I don't like that system.
I don't know. I don't think they would. But, I mean, I guess there's a chance, maybe. But I just don't feel like these warrant anything more from them.
Yeah.
So I just don't think that they're going to get more than the volumes.
Like, I really just want Beetleborg. Like, I could care less about VR Troopers anymore. I had a hard time just glancing at it for our But I love me some Beetleborgs. So, anything else to add before I move on?
I fucking mother good.
Yep, that's all.
Okay, that's good, okay. So, another DVD that's about the Power Rangers DVD sets, which is a list of bonus features. And then there's this little Red Ranger figure like, hey, I'm recycled. And he's like, ew. number one is Morphin Time, a look back at Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Yay. Two, a more phenomenal cast, a look at becoming a Power Ranger. You just did a bunch of scissor kicks online. Three, Tales of the Giant Banana, a look back at Bulk and Skull. That sounds naughty. Four, Behind the Mask, celebrating the Stunt Team and BZ-17. Five, Fans Power Up. Don't know what that's about. Six, a convention with attitude, Power Morphicon. Did they have, like, secret spies filming footage there?
I think so.
Okay. seven, Lord Zedd's Monster Heads. That also sounds dirty to me, but that's because my mind's always in the gutter. Eight, Alpha Christmas. Yay!
Oh, God.
Yay, so career theater.
Nine, The Good, the Bad, and the Stupid. That's just me. The Miss Avengers of Vulcan Skull. Wait, didn't we already have one? Okay. Ten, MMPR Fan Club Video. 11, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Karate Club with the White Ranger Kata. Look, Kevin, you can learn karate. Oh, Power Rangers Land the World. I went to that when I was little. I have a little pin you bought at there, so I'll be able to watch that. 13, the lost episode. Yes, the chick from the pilot.
She'll answer all our questions.
If I would have been in the movie, it would have been awesome, but I'm washed up and no one knows my name. 15, it's coming, Zio cereal. Sweet! Zio for breakfast. Peanut butter chocolate flavor.
It's coming.
16, gold lining Zio promo. That's just the Zio promos with like a gold paint on it. 17, Tanya's Stick Together music video? I don't even remember that. And a little something special. What's that? Is that like, we get like a cupcake?
It's JDF semen.
Oh, God. I'm just scarred now.
It's on the DVD.
So, including his semen, this is a pretty nice list of special features.
Bulk and Skull get two.
They're just that cool. I mean, I was expecting a lot of bonus features, but like a lot of these are nice to have.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with Power Geek when you said Alpha's Magical Christmas. No. But, I mean, it's nice to have at least, and... Like, a lot of these were all, like, the fan videos and the little extra videos and stuff that they put out that would be nice to have on DVD format that the people that don't buy the set won't get.
Yeah.
So.
I'm glad we're getting that Zio cereal. I hope it's tasty.
Delicious.
It's probably delicious.
Zio for breakfast? You crazy.
You nuts.
Makes the morning time epic. Morning time epic.
Epic, epic.
Because Zio was the best ever.
Ever. But really cool.
Yep.
You're gay.
So now it's time for...
Super Hero Taimu. Go Busters! Not another show. So, I ran out of funny things to say for Forze. and it was last minute, and I didn't think of something sooner. we're on episode 20 of Go Busters. I know it's hard to believe that we're already 20 episodes into this program. It starts off with Hiramu sitting in the dark playing with that little music box playing Jingle Bells. And then Yoko shows up in these adorable pajamas with R2-D2, and she has less of a forehead at night or something. I don't know. I couldn't figure out what was going on. But he, like, after a weird conversation, he just left and didn't say anything. And we're like, okay, whatever. Bye. And then we see Spacebar watching a movie, and then he takes the projector and turns it into a Filmroid. To which the GoBusters respond, and then he creates the Metaroid, that is, creates like copies of them, which they fight, and then a Beta type Megazord shows up and makes like this dome bubble thing over part of the city.
Dome city of
yeah, the dome city of bubble things.
A bubble. My bubbles.
The GoBusters beat their little evil shitty counterparts, and then the monster leaves, and they're like, oh crap, we gotta do something, send out buddy machines. And Masato's like, you probably shouldn't do that, because that, see, what's happened is that Megazord is projecting a bubble of hyperspace. Well, it's not really hyperspace, but it looks like hyperspace and it feels like hyperspace around that area of the city. So your buster machines won't work. So let's go back to base. And like, okay. And then he does a whole bunch of dramatic, like, oh, what are we going to do? And then finally Commander Guy's like, all right, stop it. I know you know what to do. So just fucking tell us, asshole. And he's like, okay. So we're going to combine all the buster machines together. Except it's going to require a lot of effort on Hiramu. So he needs to not be a fag. And he's like, oh, okay. So Masato takes like every employee they have on staff and like goes to work upgrading all 5 buster machines so that they can combine together properly and not like explode or something. I don't know. So the other GoBusters go rest and recuperate, and they sit with their feet up and relax. They probably ex D-Squad guys to get them towels or something. I don't know how that works.
D-Squad.
And GoBusters. But
represent.
Yeah. They end up going back to fight the Metaroid while Masato finishes working on the Megazord. They fight him, and then he's like, hey, I got this great idea from Spacebar. I'm going to use my projection technology to show you what it is you want the most, or something like that, or something you really want. So Yellow Buster sees Usada being like, no more studying, let's party, yay, party time. And then Blue Buster sees Masato being like, you're so much of a better engineer than I ever could be. Let me massage you and do naughty things to you in public. And then Red Buster sees his parents and his sister as they were 13 years ago. And Ryuji and Yoko are like, bro, we can tell that this is fake. Ha ha, lols. So, meanwhile, Hiramu's still seeing his fake family, and the other two are fighting the Metaroid. All the while, people were choking inside that bubble, by the way. They can't breathe. They're just laying on the ground, like, choking, unable to breathe for the past day and a half.
They're okay, though.
They'd be dead.
Like, I don't understand that. And they made this big deal, like, oh, it's hard to breathe there, and it hurts so bad. And people all collapse on the ground for a day and a half, and they're fine. But in any case, that's, I guess, beside the point somehow. And so finally, like, Hiramu saves Yoko and Ryuji from getting beaten. The Metroid goes and hides behind the projection of Hiramu's parents, and he's like, lols, no, that's not going to stop me. Because I can't be with those people just yet. I have to kill you first. So he's like, it's time for Special Buster. And he blows them up. And they're like, yay, we won. At least partially so far. And then they go back to base because now they've got all the stuff done. And they're like, Mustel's like, alright, here we go. I got all Buster machines put together. And I'm calling this Great Go Buster O. Except Jay said that part. And it was funny because then he hit him and they were fighting and it was like, ah, they're fighting. And then they got in the cockpit, which apparently they just run in through the chest and it lets them in the machine. I didn't realize that's how it worked. So they're like, let's get in here. So they deploy and they like cut their way through the bubble into, I guess they can't walk through it. They had to cut their way in. And Spacebar's like, whoa, that's cool. They can come in here too. And this whole time, Messiah's looking down because somehow he's in the bubble and he's like, ah, and I make noises. He just kept making noises the whole episode, yelling and laughing and he was creepy. And then, so, this part of the Megazord fight took like a minute and a half because they shot beams from their chest piece and then they're like, all right. And they stabbed him and the Megazord blowed up. And then the dome disappeared. Everyone's like, oh, good, I can breathe again because I haven't breathed in like a day and a half and I'm still alive. And then Messiah's still there. He's like, Go Busters! Rawr! Go Busters! Rawr! And he's making a bunch of noise. And they're like, whoa, it's Messiah. That's kind of freaky. But then he left with Spacebar. And they're like, yay. And then Hiramu passed out. And then it ended. It was kind of cool. I was surprised we didn't get like a combination like CG sequence of all the Buster machines combining like we normally get, but I felt that mecha fight was way too short for like a debut of something.
Yeah, it did end quite quickly.
Because it's so powerful and it like scoots towards you with such velocity that it had to end quickly.
Like,
Great Go Buster always comes quickly.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably my only complaint with the episode. It's just like, I don't know, it just feels like, especially with the way the mecha fights had been previously. I mean, like, I understand, like, oh, because it's like hyperspace, and so they have to be Great Go Buster, like, in there, but it just felt like they went in, shot him, and then stabbed him.
Well, they kind of had to be quick, though, because they were, like, disintegrating faster than Philip.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's part of the whole, like, it takes its toll on Hiramu, really, back and it's all, like, hinged on him somehow or something. I don't understand how that works, I guess, because Ace is the base of the whole thing.
It's kind of like the way Shoutmon is the center of the cross. Only Brian knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know that episode where he was like, oh, I can't support you, and then Taiki got a new shirt and everything was fine.
Oh, is this kind of like how Gal Lion couldn't handle Gal Bear and Gal Polar, and so he got injured, and they had to find Gal Gorilla, and then they made Gal Kong?
Ding Bong! I heard Ong, and...
I liked when Muff did that, I'm sorry, that was just funny to me.
I liked the episode overall. It was oddly paced, and the mecha battle lasted a whole 2 seconds, which was weird for a debut, like you said. The combination's interesting on screen, and the shocking idea to build the Megazord before you leave.
I know, right?
Was stellar. I don't know what else to say besides that. I like that
because it seems smarter, but I do like the way they did it differently in terms of the build up to it. Just in the fact that most of those are like usually either, oh man, we're in a pinch, let's just do this thing we've never done before. Or they're like, oh, here, I'll just like push like two keys and now we're configured to work like this. I like that it was a little more realistic and they had to actually spend time modifying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still love Masato. He's one of like my favorite characters. He's hilarious.
I like him better as Masato than I did as Tsubasa.
I don't know. I like Tsubasa, though. I did. But he just comes like, ping pong!
Ray!
Like, I love how he just makes this big old dramatic thing, and like the commander guy's just like, look, cut the bullshit, okay? Just, you have a plan, I can tell. Just tell me what it is, okay? So we can move on with our day.
I want to know why Hiromu is dreaming of his sister. She's not dead. She, like, lives at some apartment somewhere.
I don't know.
I'll see you soon someday. Yeah, next week when you go over for dinner. She's alive. It reminds me of Boy Meets World. Nana Boo Boo! Is Nana Boo Boo dead? No.
Like, yeah, that was confusing to me, too. Like, I would have understood if, like, oh, look, here's your parents, but, like, it was, like, a sister, too. I'm like, what? Okay. I don't know. I still like Go Busters a lot, so I'm happy. I like it. Masato and Jay are awesome. I think they've made the show a lot more fun.
BJ Stag is probably one of my favorite things ever.
Like, I love how, they're sitting there, they're working on modifying it, and he just walks up with this giant barrel.
He's like, when am I going to get my Enetron?
I want some Enetron. It's been, 6 hours, and I need a fix. And he's like, damn it, Jay!
Damn addicts.
Go away! It's like Brian, when he doesn't get a box for a couple of days.
I want a box! You just got 14 toys! Yesterday! But I need a box.
Hey, Brian, you got 4 boxes on Monday. Yeah, well, today's now Thursday, and I haven't had a box since then.
I'm tweaking, man.
I didn't plan out paying for things enough that they came one a day. They came all at once, so I need a box. Brian, you could have just opened one day. No!
Tweaking. Should we talk about Forze?
Oh my god, I got a lot to say about this show.
Anything else to say about Go Busters before I...
No, let's go on to the fun times at Forze High.
Okay, so... we open with Virgo and Libra's conflict quickly ending because we can't keep the ending fight from the last episode for too long. And the Comic Writer Club notices Ryusei left his Beyblade behind. They're like, man, that asswipe never picks up his toys. And then after that, Gintaro randomly starts visiting everyone in the Kamen Rider Club, and it kind of reminds me of when Otoya visited everyone before he died, so I thought he was dying, and I got happy for a minute. Then he came with Tachi Bana again, and Kengo's like, whatever, I'm not sick anymore. So they start training again, and then he finally is able to access Cosmic States, and he destroys the most interesting villain in Forze history, which is the Pottery. And he says he's able to do it because I realize that my friends are still my friends, when they're not, in the same room. You get it? Like this. And they did some sort of hand movement. And then Virgo Bana's like, you finally get it! And he explains why he's a traitor, but I don't know why I wrote that, because he really didn't. He's just like, I'm a traitor, so I sent you these drivers. And be friends with everyone. And Gintaro's like, I want to be friends with friendship. And then I just started barfing. It was kind of like that time I got food poisoning, but worse. And then Terra Dopont enters. I mean, Sagittarius. Kind of reminded me of that. And they're like, oh no, he looks evil. And then Meteor and Forze start fighting him while Virgo Bana transports Kengo away. And he's like, I need to tell you something. And then Leo and...
Virgo Bana.
And then Leo and OG Tachibana are like, we're going to get you. And then I'm like, just spit out what you have to say. And he's like, no, I've been shot 8 times, red in fucking Pineapple Express. You've been shot 7 times. He gets killed, I guess. They get transported somewhere else, and he's just on the floor beaten up. They beat him up like a little nerd, and they took away his switch. And then the Kamen Rider Club all gather to remember him on the moon with some nauseating friendship talk. And then it ends.
Well.
It's nauseating. I didn't really like this episode. I feel like it kind of was a letdown from last week's reveal.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
I think it was all right compared to most Forze episodes.
Well, compared to normal ones. Oh, it's friend psychopaths.
It just added really strange things. Okay, think about this. Okay, so Virgo betrayed
Betrayed.
Kengo's dead.
For power.
For power.
Unlimited
and then
power.
Right after the fact, he's like, fuck, I miss my friend. So he decides to betray his other friend and give these devices to teenagers so
with
he can
attitude.
Have friends. Meanwhile, he doesn't send people to the Dark Nebula. He was sending them to the M-Bus.
The magic that tiny satellite in space.
Now, think of this. Okay, so it's a tiny satellite with only, like, the square as the functioning space. The rest tilts and fires lasers and shit.
At least that's how it appears. I mean, we can't really tell how big it is. We're assuming because it less
so
way it looks.
So there's Sonata,
Kijima,
Sagira, Kijima,
Tomoko,
Ryusei.
Well, they're gone. They're back.
Him at one point. Is that it? I think.
Yeah.
Unless like there was some off-screen people just got random. Like people got their order wrong at Taco Bell, and he's like. The Dark Nebula is not even real. It's a figment of everyone's imagination.
So you've got all these people crammed into what we were led to believe was a one-room satellite. And so now he's dead. So I have no idea how they're going to retrieve these people from the satellite.
Who's going to feed them
they're
their kids?
They're going to have to rocket states it up and go up there or something if... Rocket States has that ability. I think he can. I don't know. But regardless, these people are trapped in a fucking satellite. No one knows if they're alive. Are they unconscious? I don't know. So there's that. And Emoto's whole thing just kind of confused me a bit in that I didn't really understand what his true motives were.
Yeah. Like, because it seemed like we were given hints before that he was good, but the last episode it just seemed like he was trying to get Forza to be all anti-friendship and, like, almost... It seemed like he was using him for some sort of purpose. Like, it reminded me when Babidi used the Z-Fighters to charge up Boo's tank.
Yeah.
But there was nothing behind it.
Yeah, like, it felt like he was trying to... Because it came off like, okay, I'm doing this my own agenda in order to... like, overthrow Sagittarius, and I'm gonna, like, take whatever power or whatever, like, do whatever it is he's trying to do. I'm just gonna push him off the cliff and do it instead. but instead, it's like, oh, I just want to make up for killing Kengo's dad.
And, like, why aren't they not more upset? This man murdered Kengo's dad. They're like, BFF Facebook handshake. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, okay, you befriended the guy that tried to kill the people and send him off the cliff on a bus. Well, that's fine. But the guy that killed Kengo's dad?
I mean, it explains why he didn't let Sugira, like, just utterly pwn Meteor and was like, no, you gotta play golf instead. But it came off really strange. I don't know.
There was a lot of lack of explanation. Like, even that whole I wanted friendship back thing didn't make sense. Like, he was just like, I was a traitor. I'm like, why? I don't understand it.
I feel like Kengo should have been more angry.
He should have been way more angry.
You killed my dad? I didn't mean to. He was my friend.
Look how pissed Bruce Wayne was. I mean,
look how pissed Peter Parker was.
Exactly. He didn't go up to Uncle Ben's killer and do a friendship handshake with him. You killed my uncle. I'm going to befriend you. That's when I would have just walked out. Like, this makes sense.
And you know what the best part was? Is that friendship is his friend.
See, it ruined any drama that happened. It just went on about friendship too long. Like, I'm not against friendship, but they just preach it too much.
Like, It seemed like, okay, like, last time was this big thing, like, oh my god, they found out, like, Tachibana is Virgo... and it's Emoto, and we got all this stuff, this information. Like, we had already found out Emoto was Virgo, and I found out that he's also Tachibana, and then they found out, and you're like, Zong! And then we get, like, Chuck Tested over here, like, oh, no, he's really a good guy. And you're like, oh, but he just told Ring Girl he's not a good guy when he sent her to the Dark Nebula, which is now a satellite in outer space that,
Wait, it would have made more sense to me if Tachibana had sent Meteor the driver, but not Forze, like, wouldn't the Forze driver just been left at the rabbit hatch? But I guess he had to get the key to it.
Yeah, he gave
but that could have
key.
Been like a fail safe, like from his dad. Like, if I don't come back in 2 days, send this to my son.
Yeah, well, Kengo was a baby when he died.
Oh, that's right.
But
I figured out the timeline. Well, yeah. Wait till he's on his 18th birthday. Tell him he's a prince. No, and then say, JK, here's a switch. But I don't know. Like, the whole thing just was really poorly handled, and it could have been really well done.
Like, I mean, it's a nice idea, I guess, but in a lot of ways, it really feels like it's too little, too late.
I mean, it was episode 42. It has Ghost Sager syndrome, and the fact that it took way too long to get really interesting. And unlike what I felt with Ghost Sager, like, this is interesting to a T, but a lot of it was predictable.
Yeah.
And, like, right now, I mean, that could change later, but right now the motives just don't make much sense.
Yeah.
Well, we still don't understand what any kind of motive is for anyone. And to be fair to Ghost Sager, Ghost Sager started to turn it around 10 episodes sooner.
Yeah.
That's, and like, well, that's, I mean, that seems like almost like a silly argument. That's a lot of time. Like, that really is. That's a lot of episodes in there.
And they had Ghost Sager Knight.
Yes,
and Datus.
Thank you, Dawson. Yes, they did. They had Ghost Sager Knight and Datus. But, I mean, turning the show around in the mid-30s or early 30s, whatever it was, as opposed to turning the show around in the early 40s when the show's going to end in the late 40s, it just seems like you're trying to write a sinking ship.
It's not even turning around in the sense that it's getting, like, good in the sense it's like a good show. It's just more entertaining because stuff's happening.
It's like it's like, okay, the Titanic hits the iceberg and it's starting to sink, and then they go, hey, back up so we don't hit the iceberg. Oh, thanks.
Sorry, Jack. Sorry, Rose. You couldn't have shared that thing, selfish.
You filthy whore.
I'm also like just that. I still don't really like the idea of Tachibana being Virgo, just because I remember back when Meteor was revealed, and I remember liking the idea of the Anti-Zodiac Alliance or whatever, and thinking there was some sort of more serious people fighting behind this, because that was around the time I was getting super fed up with Vorze's antics.
And it turns out there's not. Just this guy. I still am upset it's not someone's dad, and we look like jackasses. as
almost
usual.
Here. Also, why have we not done an RR and RR of the Digimon movie? This needs to happen.
Like, we spent, like, half the show going, oh, Tachibana is, it's going to be Kengo's dad, or it's Kentaro's dad, or somehow Kentaro fits in this. That's the other thing, is we had this whole thing with Kentaro's grandpa. We're 40, he was like, oh, they talked about some kind of highbrow technology shit, and I didn't understand what they were saying ever. We get to 42, still no mention of that ever again.
What about Kengo's illness? Like,
right? Like,
it only happens
changes.
When it's convenient.
Like, unless something gets revealed in the last few episodes, that's something I'm going to make a huge deal about during the retrospective, is I thought Kengo was going to be a lot bigger of a deal than he is.
Like, his AIDS, it's like, just stopped popping up every so often. Like, I'm assuming it's AIDS.
This has got a good
and,
cocktail.
Like, yeah, it's, it's just, It's really obnoxious. It really is. But yeah, there was so much potential for Forze, and it's really upsetting. It makes me want to, like, cut Dawson's balls off.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah, that's why I said you and not me.
Well, now it's time for the Akio. No, it's not. Fuck. I thought I was over it, and then someone brought it up again. It's like the first week Chuck was gone. I'm down the toilet, and it's like, Chuck the truck. I'm like, no, Chuck! Kids pass by seeing you have a breakdown in the aisle.
I'd hardly compare Akiba Ranger to Chuck.
He didn't watch it.
I don't care. Chuck has John Casey.
He's right on that one.
Yeah.
And they have Subway, Morgan Grimes, Captain Awesome.
And Volkov. Forkov.
Right.
And Dawing. And Forkrum.
They had Bryce Larkin, and he's now on White Collar.
Dawing.
Oh, yes. Leichhardt, awesome.
Now it's time for ramble time.
Yay! Our one show.
Two shows.
Whatever.
Pokemon. One of them you don't watch.
Hey, Brian, how about that Tron?
Hey, how about that Dad stole the TV for most of the day today and I couldn't watch shit?
Where did you take it?
I was just going to say, like, I picture your dad just picking it up.
He popped his ass down here on the couch and started watching America's Got Talent.
I thought I'd pick it for his fake job. I need this in the break room. There's no bolt. Oh, no job. Okay.
So we got Pokemon and Avengers. And then we are going to talk about the fan reactions to Wizard from the Ramboards, since that's where I picked to pull shit from.
Yeah, so. Pull shit.
Pokemon time. This was the one where
LGM.
Stanley came back.
LGM.
And there was the psychic guy.
So LGM.
Shut up.
And then Stefan. Don't forget Stefan. Did you say Stanley?
Yeah, well, that's the joke, because no one gets his name right.
Oh. Okay, well, I was like... I just sounded stoned when I just said, that was like, and then I just started laughing. I sound drunk. That seems like something I do when I'm drunk. Because you start losing yourself. It's very scary and funny at the same time. Anyway, I don't know. It was just a filler episode.
Yeah, really. It was just a filler episode, like... I wanted to punch the LGM guy. We talked about this in our side conversation, but I honestly want to know if he actually thought he was psychic, or whether he knew LGM was doing shit for him.
Oh, I think he knew it, because he was like, that look on his face was the face of an asshole. Just tell. And didn't he, like, say his name, like, LGM? Or something. Yeah, because he was
That guy was just annoying, and I hoped he died.
And then he was like, use light screen, and Silent's like, oh my god, it's light screen! I'm like, why is that exciting? I don't know. Didn't Stefan, like, cheat to win? Like, he blew out Ash's candle.
He was given an actual...
No, the lit wick. Yeah, by accident. The guy apparently didn't know it was a lit wick.
Oh, he cheated twice. Both knowingly and knowingly. What the fuck?
He didn't cheat...
Someone blew out someone's candle.
Yeah, because there was an actual lit wick, and it blew out the fake lit wick.
Oh, but it's still cheating.
He unintentionally cheated.
Just... Lawyering might have just happened. I'm not sure, though. There's a horror movie trailer on, and now I'm scared. I can't go to bed. Will you guys stay with me tonight until I fall asleep?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, I hope you get killed.
So that was freaky.
So violent.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
So, it was a pretty crappy episode.
Like, and I did like the dress-up portion, though. That was fun.
That was gross.
Well, Ash and Iris part was fun. The part with Stefan being Nurse Joy was weird, and the part with Silent being
Elisa was probably uncomfortable. The most disturbing
that
thing.
Judge was clearly a Brock fan. He's like, "No, sir, I say no to you." If, like, it was Brock, I'd be like, "Yep."
I was uncomfortable, like, watching Silent. I'm like, I don't. This is weird. You need to go, sir. Like,
yeah.
I'm still not sure what he did wrong.
He just didn't like him. Like,
he was Silent. That's what he did wrong.
I can accept
I think
that.
That's a good enough thing.
But, it was just so weird and pointless, and it was just an excuse to introduce the club explosion for next week or something.
This is my club explosion.
That sounds like some sort of... Never mind, I'm not going to say it. I think everyone knows what I was thinking.
Your mom likes my club explosion. Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Yawn. Is that all for Pokemon? Probably.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Alright, so...
We can talk briefly about how they revealed Genesect, or we could just ignore it and move along.
Go ahead, talk.
They revealed Genesect.
They
revealed
Genesect, and... I don't know. They haven't said what they're doing with him, aside from giving him as a download. Like,
Begin the download.
These things happen with, you know, movies and whatnot, but they haven't mentioned anything about, I mean, obviously not a movie. They did say that apparently what's-her-name's not going to be, Team Rocket's not in the Keldeo movie.
Team Rocket's not in the show anymore. I don't really see them.
I think they vanished. Like,
who's Team Rocket?
They're just not disappeared.
It's the first movie that they're not going to be in. Just slightly upsetting, I guess.
Like, I'm not really upset because they kind of ruined Team Rocket.
Yeah, well.
They only have, like, two unevolved Pokemon. Three, if you count Meowth. I think in the end it's just going to be revealed if Meowth's a dude in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually just... And then that Ash dreamed it all. I don't know.
Yeah, it was some kind of a coma thing. I don't know. But they... I think they're
Chucky was aborted.
Yeah, I don't... Oh my god. That's so creepy. I guess some people are thinking maybe we're going to get Gen 6 soon. I don't know.
I could see us getting it sooner than we think just because of the whole 3DS thing.
Possibly.
Because they put this on 3DS, but I'm not 100% sure.
I wonder if Dawson's finally going to get his Opinion.
I hope so.
Like, that'd
if
be
not,
cool.
I'll just name whatever the next EV
is. I don't think we're going to get Gen 6 until probably at least start hearing things about it until late 2013.
I don't think it'll be at least a year we'll have these games around. We have two around, so I don't know. I don't think it'll be like next year, like first quarter or anything like that. I just think it'll be sooner than we think.
Yeah.
Sure. Now it's time for Assemble We Are Three.
That's not right at all.
There'd be three people in the opening credits. There was one in one episode. It was just Captain America. He's like, where'd everybody go? And then there was that one episode where they fought Captain Marvelous's crew. There was only three of them there, and then everyone else was playing Minesweeper. Remember? I remember it very well.
Excuse me. So, this episode we had Miss Marvelous.
Messia?
Yes, I know it's Miss Marvel. We're making jokes. Shut up. stumble upon a ship, and they're like, oh my god, it's the Avengers. They can't possibly be Skrulls. No,
we just came back from Asgard on a ship. On a ship? ship. Oh, it's a Galvanic Mechmorph. No?
And... Oh, excuse me.
Way too much.
God damn it. So,
what's running?
What happened then?
They're like, we're the Avengers, and they're like, we have to go find Black Panther's camp. I'm like, no!
Black Panther was like, that is not me.
I wear a cape now. You see the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt. That's a Skrull. That's not Mrs. Nesbitt.
And then Hawkeye and... Was it just Hawkeye and Wasp?
I don't remember. I remember they showed up and he's like, you're not me, and then he shoot arrows at him, and Wasp's like, that's all I remember about those two. Because I just remember Captain America was like, meanwhile, the Legion of Nerds, you haven't taken off your suit in weeks.
Oh, yeah, there was that thing with Iron Man, and then Dr. Doom showed up and was like, yo, man, what's up? I totally got this thing that will identify Skrulls. It's awesome. Here you go. Flies away. Okay, this can't be dangerous whatsoever.
Let's just put it in my suit.
Hey, Nick Fury, guess what? I got this thing, and oh my god, everyone just passed out. What the fuck? It's that person I keep getting confused for Black Canary, even though it's not Black Canary, because that's a different franchise altogether.
Holy shit, I just thought it was.
LOL, fuck you, it was a virus, and he's like, aww, and then he gets captured or something.
Introducing that other team of Skrull Avengers, all it did was just confuse me. I felt like it had no purpose. I was already confused about who was who. And they bring a third party into it. And then there was two, not one, but two Black Panthers. It was such a battle to stay awake. I told you this. The Hannah Montana's The Climb was playing in my head. It's like, always gonna be an uphill battle. as my eyes were fighting it, because there's two Black Panthers, and they're both like, we're from Watchubana Bay, and there's people here with claws. That's all I remember about his backstory. That was like the legit one episode of Earth Mightiest Heroes I slept all the way through. It was his backstory episode.
You know, in all fairness, Dawson, you tend to get confused on a regular basis.
That's true.
So,
just saying. You realize they're not the same person, right?
No. What's happening right now?
I'm referencing things that haven't happened yet. Maybe?
Oh, God.
I don't know what the timeline's like now. We're just somewhere in time.
Depends on whether people listen to the R&R or this first.
Yeah, because they come out on the same day now. Yeah. I'm referencing something that happened in a different dimension. Universe B. Anyway. Oh, good old Universe B. I like the vacation there. Anyway. I don't know. It was still an enjoyable episode. I felt like that whole part was unnecessary. Like
Captain America has a Skrull version like 4 times now.
Yeah, that's the fact that, like, if they would have done that, that actually would have been a pretty interesting thing for an episode, to bring them back and be like, holy shit, what if all the Avengers were Skrulls this whole time? But the fact that we had that infiltration, just, I don't know, it felt so pointless. Because either you were confused from the beginning and it just confused you more, or you just absolutely knew they were all Skrulls and there was just no reason for it. They might as well have just landed with their real faces.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just didn't like that. Definitely a lot. There's such a serious threat. Like, I feel like there's nobody left to stop them. I think that Captain Marvel is going to have to save the day. Shit, that's the wrong show again. He's got the power to switch between Skrull and Kid. That's wrong again. Wait, who's left, though? Is it just Waspinator and... Oh, fuck. What's her name?
Miss Stinky. Miss Marvel, Wasp, and Hawkeye.
Miss Signo?
Only a Hawkeye.
Iron Man got captured. Hulk got captured. Captain America, I mean, he's technically okay because he's floating around in space.
Yeah, they're gonna be saved by the B team. They're gonna come in with all those guys and the Snake.
Yeah,
I think that Snake dude should save the day just to piss things off.
Absolutely.
But snakes can't be heroes.
Snivy begs to differ.
Ah. You're the root of all evil.
Oh. But yeah.
Alright. Sir.
Zetman!
Zetto man.
We don't know what to think. Moving on.
I honestly don't. Like, we finished watching this show. It's only a 13 episode anime, so if you want to check it out, it doesn't take that long to power through. But I don't know how I feel at the end of this. Like, I knew it was kind of going to end abruptly, because they were turning a manga that's been running for like 10 years into an anime adaption, so they obviously can't pull too much from it, and what they do pull, they have to speed through pretty quickly, and so you're kind of left with the feeling that this entire 13 episode show was basically an incredibly long origin story.
Yeah,
because I mean, by the end of it, you basically got a typical superhero setup. I mean, I don't want to do any spoilers or anything like that, but you basically have a superhero setup for these characters, and it basically felt like an incredibly long origin story.
Is it still running, or is it ended?
It ended in a sense that it's not on anymore, but I think that they have the option to start a second show.
No, I'm talking about the manga.
Oh, I think it's still going.
Because I was going to say, like, did it end like this? Like, it just ended with the Dark Knight? And it had, like, the music soundtrack. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's ongoing.
Oh. Well, I think they could do a second season, then.
But it had to have taken breaks or something, because there's only 17 volumes out.
Oh. Long breaks.
List of volumes. 2003, 2004, 4, 5, 5, 1 and 6, 1 and 7, 3 and 8. So yeah, it looks like it kind of comes out sporadically.
Did it legit take the break? Like 3 years later was literally 3 years later? That would be hilarious.
They wanted you to get a feel of what it was like to be the character.
Like, I enjoyed a lot of the show.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show. It got really weird at times.
It did, like, if I guess it's because I think I have this mindset a lot. I'm always surprised when certain shows move fast. Mm-hmm. I think it's from watching soap operas. But from that, and from thinking it was going to be 26 episodes when I started, I didn't know it was just going to be 13. Or however many... Excel World's going to be. Like, it kind of moved fast, which I felt like it could have slowed down a bit at the beginning. And then once you got to, like, adulthood, like, shit started happening, and I wasn't sure what was important and what was not, and it seemed a little random, and I had a hard time following at times.
Yeah. Like we said, everything just kind of moved really quick. And, like, at the end, with a specific relationship between Jin and... It's another badass Jin. We got a lot of them fuckers.
another badass Jin. Found another one.
There's like three now.
I don't think Brian's a drunk.
This is pretty funny.
Where's Sarah?
But, like...
That's my review.
Between him and the incredibly short love interest for this show... It just kind of like, at the end, I didn't feel as emotional about it as I thought I should have. Just because everything happened so quickly. Whereas I believe, I don't know for sure, I never read the manga. Or even read like the chapter layout or anything like that. But I feel like in the manga, it probably invested more.
Didn't you tell me at least it spent a lot more time in the childhood area?
I don't know for sure, it was a guess. I'd imagine they'd probably spent more on it than one episode's worth.
But, like, the thing with that girl was, is that I didn't know she was serious. Like, I thought she was just there to serve as, like, angst for him and that other girl that he grew up with. Because there was all those moments where she'd see him walking and she'd be like, oh! And, like, I thought she was just there to really be that, and then maybe she was going to be involved with the players a little bit, and then maybe disappear, but I didn't... Next thing you know, he's having sex with her, and then she becomes a giant blob. That's just marriage, but...
Oh, I had that problem. Yeah, she became a big giant blob, and then she became a whore.
And then Wheelchair was like, she's a blob, and then stuff happened. Yeah. But... I don't know, it's like one of those things that snuck up on me, where I didn't know she was going to be important.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meanwhile, you're watching... Is that model kit you got from Evil Metabots?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's really cool.
I want to watch that show. I want to see Evil Metabots that have capes.
Or at least look hard. You might be able to find it somewhere.
Cars work. I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
It's really cool.
Oh, God, that's pretty funny.
I haven't even seen this one in the show yet. I mean, I only had it on sale, so... I'm like, what? It's even cheaper than already cheap model kits? Okay. It's like the Pokemon. I'm like, I'm not getting this line anymore. When I can get them for $5 a piece, okay. But, sure. That's about it for Zet Man. Like, it leaves you with this really weird feeling.
Oh, God. It was a really weird show. I had to watch a lot of Divided Ones vlogs to balance out the darkness I felt after watching that.
But, I mean, on the plus side, it's... The main artist for the show is the same guy that does Tiger and Bunny.
They're in the same universe crossover time.
You kind of get that feel, too, just by like the way that the characters are animated and everything. They have the same kind of base design as the Tiger and Bunny character.
Alphys is basically a hero from Tiger and Bunny, except he's
basically
a
Sky High, except crazy.
Spoilers. Sorry.
Sky High!
The dub over that. He shoots Shuki. He shoots Jedi Mon.
Oh, Lord. All right, so now that we're done with that, because we can't talk about Tron because I'm a loser, let us discuss the good old fan reaction.
Now I gotta get to my computer. Hold on.
Get up. The good old wizards. We are going through the.
Oh, I forgot we were gonna do that.
We're going through the Ramboards thread just because it's kind of easier than trying to circumnavigate a bunch of news stories. Basically, our thread starts out with the original picture that we've seen of him kind of figuring out how the hell his rider kick pose is supposed to work.
And he's shiny kicks.
Or he's just kicking back and relaxing, I'm not entirely sure.
But he just has a group of people hold him up like, ah, it's fresh air. Let me hear my crotch out.
I have that problem sometimes.
So Delix says that he likes what he sees and that the design's cool and the way the belt works. Even though we don't fully know how the belt works, we get a general estimation of it.
We have some idea. It's called O's.
Oh. Yeah. The ring system is fun in general, and the logo's awesome, and it's up to the show to actually deliver a quality show. I mean, Forza looked cool at first, too, so...
yeah.
He mentions the fact that we haven't seen any, like, roids yet. So
yet,
yeah, it's good. He's not on steroids because that's bad. It makes your ball shrink and your head gets really big, and you get an anger problem.
It's really bad.
Oh, is that the wrong kind of roids?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
So Shinkenmaru says that the
that's
helmet.
My sword.
The helmet reminds me of Nadashiko's, which I don't see really.
No, she broken.
she doesn't have a broken arm. but I can agree with the fact that he said the facial detail screams Hibiki, and that the antenna kind of look like Fi's. I mean, the antenna kind of looks like every rider antennas, because they kind of get the same thing going on.
Shut up,
but,
fucker.
Yeah, like we mentioned before, like a lot of Hibiki and Kiva designs. This
and that's
design.
Always a good thing.
Oh,
and
always.
If you say it's not, we're going to ban you from life. Not for life, from life.
You're going to have to go to another country besides America. I bet there's listeners that aren't in America. I'm sorry, that was offensive.
He said
it's
overall
great over here.
He really likes it. It's an unconventional design, but it looks new and fresh and has a lot of nods to past rider designs.
That's pretty much what we said. I like the picture on the next page. Nothing to do with Wizard, but it's this dude here. Are you a wizard? It's really the highlight of this entire thing.
So Shining Wolf says this guy's just pure awesomeness. I know, right? And Mr. Dino Games explains what we talked about in one of the episodes about how the belt flips. It kind of like rotates.
Yeah.
The thumb's on a track and such like. Since I was staring at it going, how does this work? Oh my god.
Yeah, Brian's a child. I'm sorry, folks.
And I don't know if he's the same one that mentioned it on my my vlog or not, but he said the chain holding the rings makes it look like they're more switchable heads for the rings that are attached to the gloves, which is something that one of my viewers mentioned that was a possibility, that instead of all these different rings, I mean, they're classified as rings, but they just clip onto a one ring, so you basically you get two
one
rings
ring to rule them all.
A bunch of basically medals that you would attach to the ring.
See, that's what it looked like though a little bit to me at first is that because the way it's designed is that they at least turn or something. They look like they do something, but I don't know.
I only kind of wish it's not like that, just so I can have like bling. I'm like bling, and then they can't fit me.
Oh look, he's talking. I'm sorry. Sorry, folks. Dawson's talking.
Are you a wizard? And I can't like leave it on my screen for too long because I just feel uncomfortable.
Are you getting scared?
Yes, very scared.
I always get scared when I'm around you people. I get scared. I'm gonna lose my pants.
Are you a wizard?
I just put pants on.
Clearly a wizard.
Double face. He likes the suit a lot. The chest plate looks a little bit clunky, but they've only been working off two pictures at the time of this writing, so it's a really simple belt, which I like personally too. It's not like a huge tumor coming off of their waist like the Forza driver, or like a big kind of clunky, we have to change out the metals and then we have to pull this thing out and then we have to swipe it like the OS driver was. It's just a simple, very Deno-esque belt, I think, in terms of just kind of general shape, and it's just a simple like swoosh
motion. Sploosh?
Isn't that stuff they made with Stanley Amnath? Oh, sorry. I don't do references.
Get it right. God.
Sorry.
And he mentions when we talk about how it reminds him of Deneb. It's basically Kamen Rider Deneb, which is fantastic.
Danabu.
Oh, I get it. I see what he's talking about now.
Then he starts talking about how Forze is a total shit bomb.
That's good. That's
all. I like that term, shit bomb. That's fun.
That's going to be the final word in our Forze wrap-up, probably. What was that one that I liked? Oh, damn it. Hold on.
Is it Fuckstick?
No, it was... It was something Brian said a long time ago.
Cum bucket?
No! It's something with shit. Shit bomb. I don't know, I'll think of it.
Shit balls?
No.
Shit brick? No.
Shit fit?
No, it's dick fit. Oh, it was something. Damn, it was so funny. Like, I can just... Stupid mismatched neural connections.
Okay, we'll let it go.
No!
Sorry. Mr. ILT says that his favorite thing about it has to be the cloak. And your posts always catch me off guard because I just watch Bishop beat the shit out of Watcher all the time. And I love it. He says he likes the performance, but they wish they weren't so simplistic. I kind of disagree with that, just because it's nice to have simplistic form changes after kind of extreme form changes with O's and Forze.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the simplistic things, but he says it's nice to have something unique. Delix brings up a good point. He said, just looking at the belt, the only opportunity he sees for lights is in the rings. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a light somewhere on the driver, but I mean...
Just be a little thing at the top, like the Zeranos driver.
This is a tiny little thing. But then it can't be a 7-color LED.
It can be a tiny 7-color LED. No?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I guess. Just a row of different LEDs.
Yeah, we need more LEDs. LEDs.
What if the hand glue?
I wish the hand glue... I was about to say glue again. Glows?
It could.
I wish the hand glows.
I hope you die.
That'd be fun.
Dying.
And Shining Wolf finally realizes that it reminds him of Kiva.
Finally realizes it? It took him so long, I was waiting for him to make it through.
Anchor Crab was also confused about how the hand switches directions. So I'm not the only one that's completely stupid. So then Dino Games has to explain it again. And oh, Mr. ILT is having a wild party when Forza ends. I'm in.
Yes.
Oh, good.
We'll do this. Party time.
All right, Brian's gonna bring the cocaine and prostitutes.
Absolutely.
I'm bringing that candy that Aristotle told me about. So I can go crazy in math class.
Let's see. This was posted on the 8th. Delix said that today was about the day we got the OIS.
OIS scans. Got it down in Brooklyn.
Toy scans 2 years ago. We didn't get Forze's until the 13th. So, yeah, well, obviously, if they appear tomorrow, which is Thursday, then we won't get them until the next podcast. But hopefully, we have them by the next podcast because it'd be nice to talk about Comic-Con shit and then Wizard toys and stuff. So, outside of a certain person on a different forum that we won't mention, the reaction to Wizard that I've seen so far has been majority positive, and I mean, it's got good reason. I think between the crew that we've got so far and just what we know of how everything works and what we've seen so far, I think there's a lot to be optimistic about. I mean, I don't want to be too optimistic because I have him with Forze and now I hate it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's hard not to be optimistic about something like this.
Yeah. Like, I've only seen those occasional, you know, you always get those two people, like, I'm quitting, and then they don't quit. Lawyers. They get lawyered by themselves.
I wish some of them would quit. I don't have to listen to... Oh, Jesus Christ. I wish a lot of people would quit. I don't have to deal with their crap anymore.
Yeah, like, this certain person likes to say that Forze was the greatest shit ever, and the greatest writer since Denno. Is that what he said?
Yeah,
I think he's right on the first part. Forze is the greatest piece of shit I've ever seen. It stands at the top at being a piece of shit.
It is the Jeeg of shit. That opinion, I mean, I'm all for people having their own opinions, but sometimes you just get an opinion where I just don't see it at all. Like, there's opinions I accept and there's opinions I reject, and that's one of the opinions that I can't grasp.
I think I saw something somewhere. I was like, oh, we need to, families to understand that we all need to respect each other's opinions. Okay, I don't respect your stupid opinion when you respect my opinion that your opinion's retarded and you're dumb.
Yes.
Ugh.
Ugh. I agree. Ugh. Just a bunch of ugh.
Blech.
So yeah, that's all for the thread so far, and
I mean, Brian's pretty gay, so.
As we're kind of saying before, keep on commenting on the news stories and such like that, and you can get your comment read as long as it's intelligent and not something like, oh my god, this is so cool. And it is you. At least say why it's cool. Please. And no thank yous. And yeah, that's really
Hot Wheels leading the way.
Oh my god, Hot Wheels, think fast or something. I don't know the secondary slogan. So now it's time for the Tweeter questions of the week.
Yeah,
I think there was something special I was supposed to do with like the elongated week or something, but I don't remember what it was. So you're just gonna get the normal one now.
You're just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah. So our first question is brought to you by Nikozu. It's a Digimon question. He says, what if you digicross Omnimon, Impaledramon, Impale?
Impaledramon?
I think that's how it's supposed to be said, but it's not. Paladin mode, Galantmon Crimson mode, Susanoomon, Shinegreymon Burst mode, Shoutmon Cross 7 Superior mode, and Arrestodramon Superior mode. What would you call this epic digicross?
I think it would just be so much awesomeness it couldn't contain it, so DJ evolves Junior, and I would call it Junior.
Clusterfuckmon. I like that name.
Zomgmon.
Zomg. Yeah, good times.
Could be Zomgmon cross CF. Clusterfuck.
Tracy Kider says, do you think we'll get a proper Battleizer during Mega Force, or will they keep up the whole Mega Mode thing? I feel like we're not going to get Mega Mode anymore, only
because... Yeah, because that was just because of Bandai.
Yeah, I'm more than confident that that was only because Bandai made those to try to be hip and cool, and then they're like, oh shit, there's a show. look, we spend a lot of money on making these new molds for these toys that look nothing like the show.
I'm picturing this like a mob scene, like Saban sitting in there, and you got these Bandai execs in like these fancy suit. Look, you know, Cracks Knuckles, we made these figures up for you, so we want Frankie over here bust your kneecaps. And then Frankie Sakino comes out.
So wait, so they're rebooting Daredevil and the Fantastic Four? Wonderful.
I like the Fantastic Four movies.
I'm upset. So yeah, I think I don't know if we'll actually get a Battleizer or not, but considering we got Shogun mode, which
I'd
is
say I'd like to just do it tonight. Tradition for our side over here.
Yeah, I have a feeling we will. So
just I'm to someone, so always. Anyway.
Let's see. Fize Daniel wants to know what our thoughts on the final voice actor roster is. On the Tiger and Bunny dub.
Cool.
Well, Barnaby is Lagoon Boy, so that's cool.
No, he's Ben.
he's Lagoon.
I think Wild Tiger's choice is weird, only because whenever I hear him, I just hear the Jay Leno announcer. And that causes conflicts in my brain.
But then they could do headlines.
And I think there was a lot of choices for a Wild Tiger that I think were probably better. But, I mean, Yuri Lowenthal for Barnaby I'm perfectly fine with. A lot of the other ones I'm fine with, too.
I wanted to be Thomas H. Norstein for Barnaby. I think that still be a better fit.
Yeah, I think Thomas H. Norstein should have been someone in there, and that's disappointing to me. And
I love how the man has no real name.
He mentioned, I forgot what it was.
It's Red Arrow.
Thanks.
Thomas H. Norstein, played by Red Arrow.
You mentioned a lot of people were speculating about Vic Mignogna voicing someone, and as much as I love Vic, I can't particularly think of anyone directly that I think is pretty much his standard voice. Which, when I say that, I'm thinking about Ed, would fit. I can't think of any, really.
Why isn't Greg Sipes voicing anything? He's supposed to be in everything now.
I don't know. Ask him. But overall, I'm okay with the dub choices, and I think they did a lot of good choices, and I guess that will be more easily to talk about once it actually airs or gets released or whatever it's doing.
I hope Barnaby says it's hero time.
Oh my god, that'd be epic.
He just put a suit on. Bunny! That'd be great.
Apparently,
Darkness Bunny!
This like, question's only for you, Dawson. Tracy Kider asks, Dawson, what villain do you think should be in the next Spider-Man movie?
Jesus.
I'm the only one qualified, clearly. Well, I'll give my answer, and then you can give your answer, too, since you've seen it, if you want to.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's two things. I want to see Green Goblin, because they kind of hinted at Norman Osborn, and even though we've already done him in the first movies, I kind of would like to maybe see them build up to him for the third movie, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Green Goblin's like a must, because he's like Spider-Man's Joker, really.
Yeah, I think the only reason they would stay away from Green Goblin is just because it was so heavy in the original trilogy.
Yeah, like, I could see them building it to the third one as, like, final, for the at least the trilogy arc.
Right.
But I also, like, I feel like the public is soured on it because so many people didn't like Spider-Man 3, but Venom would be perfect because, if I remember right, from what little I read and then, like, the game, Ultimate Spider-Man, the comic, Venom's, like, origins and his whole story was super tied to Peter's parents. Like, their parents worked together. And it was also a spectacular Spider-Man. And that would be so perfect. And they're supposed to be making a Venom movie still, not with the guy from the 70s show. But they're supposed to be making it, so I wouldn't mind seeing Venom at least be sprouted off from 2. Like, it would be such a perfect thing for the whole origin thing they're going into.
Right.
I would like them to, if they're going to do Venom, to handle it better than they did the first time around. Just saying.
That's why I was thinking, like, I don't know if they're going to want to touch it or not, because that was even more recent. Like, Green Goblin was really, like, more iconic. Like, I don't think they'll touch Dr. Octopus. That's just me, though. Like, I mean,
am I the only person that forgot we had to buy a wild tiger?
Yes. No.
Is he gone already?
Shrieky Arch. Sorry. Can't resist. Mine's running slow.
Yes.
All right, I'll just get him on the
next
eBay.
Like, oh. I just looked at my clock and I went, oh.
eBay oops. Works too.
I go for Mr. S just because Mr. S gives me toys.
Genius.
Did we ever figure out what this Ranger Key de Ayatsere is?
I heard it was supposedly like a miniature Gokai Darin, but I don't know for sure because I've never seen pictures. I'm just going off of what one guy said. I don't trust
one guy.
It's
like this wild tiger's arms are colored differently, like the...
He's got like a yellow painted inside or something.
He's got fingertips.
It looks better painted overall, but... Anyway.
I need it. Anyway.
Sorry.
Back to villains.
Sorry, I panicked a minute there. But yeah, like, I mean, that he was just handled so poorly in the first time around, and I'm just going to keep talking about Venom because I didn't know what you were saying before that. Or I guess before I started talking before about Wild Tiger, but yeah. Spider-Man 3 blows. Okay, there we go.
Basically. I mean, I'm not familiar enough with the franchise to completely know a lot of like random ass villains, but
oh, I'm not. I'm just gonna say that. That's why I didn't answer the question. But
okay,
Carnage would be cool at some point.
Yeah, that would be. Should have been Spider-Man 4. What could have been?
Sorry.
I wouldn't mind seeing Scorpion, because I liked Scorpion when I was little.
I forgot about that guy. That'd be neat.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of people they can do. Like, I'd certainly like to see them tackle some people that haven't been done, but I just feel like at least Green Goblin needs to be done, just because of... Like, I feel like they wouldn't have... I mean, they would probably show his little silhouette when they're like, oh, this is Oscorp, but I feel like they wouldn't mention a sickness if it wasn't going to be important later.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, Brian, you're such a homo. Yep.
Sir, next up, we've got... will there ever be an R&R of Tiger and Bunny? This is from Charles Chung.
Oh, because I really thought you were going to say Fies Daniel, and I was going to clock him.
No, because we kind of talked about it heavily as it was airing, so there's really not too much of a need to. I mean, if we really run out of shit, maybe, but not going to run out of shit anytime soon.
Nope.
So.
Yeah, we eat too much to run out of shit. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. TDA winner says, what is your favorite? Is this like an individual thing?
Or... Help support boobies.
I'm fine with that. Okay, what is your favorite Super Sentai, Kamen Rider, Power Rangers, Pokemon theme song? Are we supposed to enter each one individually?
Or just make up one theme song that has all
one,
of them?
All...
That's against Wado's policies.
It's not too hard, actually. It's okay, Super Sentai would be Geki Ranger.
Oh, I do love that one.
My answer.
Kamen Rider's Elements. Power Rangers is... That one's actually more difficult.
Overdrive, clearly.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably Samurai. RPM.
I don't know for Power Rangers. Dino Thunder, maybe?
I like Dino Thunder and I like Space. Just because...
Space is... Like my it says theme song. Never mind. I was gonna
My favorite song, "Go Fly Win."
Oh yeah, I was gonna default to that.
Go Power Rangers! Like fuck yes, let's go. It's like when Brian was like, "Fuck yeah, life." It's like it's like one of those moments.
Yes. And then Pokemon is.
It's a battle, win or lose.
That one. what is my favorite Pokemon?
The Diamond and Pearl ones.
Nothing can stop you, Diamond and Pearl.
Pokemon. Yeah.
Electric battles, Pokemon.
So keep you minded. Do you have the skills to be go go go?
Most Pokemon themes suck. I like Johto Journeys. Maybe that's just me.
Advanced, yeah, a lot of the early ones I like more than.
Advanced is pretty good. The Hoenn ones are okay.
Pokemon Advance.
I'm on my way.
So.
Because you actually thought he could be a champion at that point.
So. Wait, would you give all your answers, Brian?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Advanced Battle.
Advanced Battle!
Pokemon.
So for mine, it pretty much is my favorite series just in a row with Geki Ranger's my favorite Sentai theme, Kiva my favorite Kiva. Well, my favorite Kiva. Kiva is my favorite Kiva compared to the Kiva.org. Kiva, my favorite Rider theme. In Space for favorite Power Rangers, and probably for Pokemon, just the original theme.
Yeah, I see Sentai. I don't want to sound like them, but I do have to kind of go with Geki. Just, I mean, I like a lot of them, but Geki's probably one of the standout ones. Kamen Rider, I'd have to go with either Kiva or Double, just because I really like that theme. I mean, Elements is good too, but I just kind of like WBX. I like it.
That reminds me too much of the CS Toys chat. I don't think I can listen to it for another few years.
And Power Rangers, it'd probably be like In Space or... What was the other one I said? I said it a minute ago. Dino Thunder. Dino Thunder is pretty cool.
Power Rangers, bro.
They do. And Pokemon, I like Advanced, and I like Johto Journeys. Those seem to be pretty cool. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention in my brain.
And then he says, if you were partnered with an engine, who would it be and why?
Mock Falcon because he sounds like Wild Tiger.
Speedor because do 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 do.
I would pick White Speedor.
Because he's a white.
What was it? Blue Speedor? Whatever it was. The other colored Speedor that cost like $1 billion. Yeah.
I still want it really bad.
So I can have a flying chicken. And I can be like Mike Ginn. And mention myself on Twitter.
I would pick Bear V so I could mate with her. Oh.
Run through the mean. That was so funny.
I just love Speedors. So, Mr. Black 49 says, what funny or epic fail moment in your life do you think you could, do you think would get you on Tosh, recorded or not?
Being around these two.
I got a few, if anybody else, if anybody needs time to think.
Yeah, what?
Well, the first thing I thought of was actually just these three general shenanigans. I don't know if I even told you from when I was little. And I thought of one that would probably you'd see on Tosh. But anyway, so when I was little, I had this friend named Camille. I was like second grade. And her brother was always kind of messing with us.
Was his name Jared? Oh.
No, I think it was Philip. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, he was chasing us around with this banana-scented perfume. And he, like, tripped. And I grabbed it and went to spray him. But, he, like, because he tripped, he was, like, kneeling. So I got him in the eyes. And, like, he was, like, screaming at the top of his lungs. And he kept saying, oh, I can't see. And I just was like, I want to go home. Because I thought I was going to get in trouble. And I was, anyway, that's, I don't know if that would be on, I guess it could be. It could be a funny video. And then two other times were also at her house were when he was chasing us with a water gun and I grabbed it and accidentally knocked the wind out of him and he's freaking out. I'm like, I want to go home. the third time I really wanted to go home because we were playing hide and seek from him and Camille had this brilliant idea. She's like, hide me in this Tupperware container and close it. And then she's like, I can't breathe. And I couldn't open it because I'm little Dawson and I'm all weak. And her grandpa like stormed in and like ripped the lid in half. And I swear to God, from my memory, he looks like Mr. Miyagi. But anyway, I don't know. Those are just funny stories. But the one that would be on Tosh was, I think it was last summer. Yeah, because it was the same day that we saw those pictures from the Gokaiger movie. Anyway, me and my friend were messing around with BB guns because we're like, hey, look, let's be 14. And we were just shooting him at cans. And my friend's like, I want to know what it's like to be hit with one, so just shoot me with it. I'm like, no. And then so after about 20 minutes he finally convinced me, but it was from a great distance and it was just like a little hand one. It wasn't like serious or anything like super close up, and he just wanted me to shoot him in the back, so he just like pulled his hoodie down and shoot him in the back. And it was really windy that day, so I shot him like, aimed for his back, but like the wind like curved it and it hit like the very bottom of his neck. And didn't go in or anything, but he like, oh my god, it was so funny. He like started jumping up and down, and he takes his hoodie and throws it down, and he runs over to the tree, and he like takes the trunk and starts doing pull-ups on it. And like, he had this like disgruntled look on his face. It was like he was trying to get himself to ignore the pain. Like you had to see it. Like I could totally see that on Tosh.0 of him just freaking out and just going into like, doing pull-ups. I'm like, what are you doing? That's all I can think of.
I have a Dawson story. It was that one time that he was
peeing?
No, the one time that he got a call from, he was on the phone with his friend, and then a GameStop girl called, and he's like, "Who the fuck is this?"
Oh yeah, that was when I was like, "She must be going to this weird ass place." Hello, and she's like, "Hello." Oh. Oh, <God.
laughs> oh, that was a hilarious story.
I forgot about that. And then I had to eat faux food or whatever. It's, like, disgusting.
For me, probably any time that I'm drunk.
I don't share those stories live on air.
There's those, and there's this one time in fourth grade when I broke a chair. It was already broken. Just no one told anyone else, and so I was a really unfortunate soul that sat in it, and I fell through it. That was fun. Then the teacher was like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell everyone that the chair was broken. I'm like, thanks, asshole. When I fell in the parking lot of the face plant right into the cement. Lady's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah.
This didn't happen to me, but this was high school, and my friend and I were waiting outside to get into math class because it was in the mobiles. I don't know if they have those in those universes. But we're sitting on a bench, and like people drive by on their cars and their bikes, mainly for bikes, in the back of the school. And this kid was driving by on his bike, and he went over a speed bump, and he like it was like a classic like face plant. Like his bike like bent backwards, and he like landed on his face, and his hands skidded. And he had a helmet, so it wasn't like he was bleeding or anything. But it was so funny because me and my friend just like burst out laughing, like our typical like something suddenly happens funny wheeze laugh, where we're like, ah! And then we just burst into laughing. And this girl Rita, that was in my tennis class, just starts like, she says, "That's so mean." And then she goes, "Are you okay?" And he gets up and he's like, "No." And she just made us laugh even more. He said no.
Oh, well. Oh, this one time I was in when I was in high school, I forget which class. No, I don't remember what it was now. It was we were in chemistry class, but the teacher also taught biology, and like I was in honors, but she taught like retard biology, and that's what I call it. And
I was supposed to be advanced, but I signed myself up for regular because I didn't want to be challenged.
And they had to do like that model of a cell or whatever. I think that's what it was. She was having us hang from the ceiling because she didn't have anything else for us to do. And so we were trying to reach, like, the lights and stuff. Well, we didn't have any kind of, like, ladder, so we were just relying on all of us tall people to do it and, like, stand on the seats of the desk. So we were trying to hang one, and this dude who's, like, bigger than me, he couldn't reach this spot. So he's like, because of the way, like, the dude didn't put enough, like, whatever to hang it with. So he had this bright idea that, like, if I stood on the seat of the desk and then he stood on top of it, he'd be able to reach it. Not realizing the fact that there is nothing under the top of the desk to support his weight. Right? And I was just like, oh, this sounds like a great idea. All right. So I get up there and he just stands up on there. Like, 3 seconds later, the desk just snaps in half. Like, we both fall. The whole thing fell forward. We're like, this was a completely bad idea. We didn't know what to do. We're just standing and looking at each other. People are looking at us, like, half of the desk in our hand, like, broke it.
It's like when Spider-Man just put all that stuff in the sink and just left. That'd be a good Tosh video.
Like, I'm trying to remember, wait, did I stand on top of it? I stood on top of it because he was bigger than me, so he stood on the seat. And my brain said, this sounds like a great idea, so I just stood up there and just snapped the desk in half. Oops. Because we figured since I weighed less, it wouldn't matter. No. That's stupid logic. That's like Dawson theories.
Those happen.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, it wasn't things that I did. I had a friend of mine that in the middle of our physics class, our teacher talked in this monotone, right? So he was just like, okay, guys, well, you know, today we're going to talk about work and work. And like, so he would just go on. Well, my friend got this bright idea to get up and start singing, "I Think I Love You," right, to the teacher, like, you know, "I think I love you. Oh, what am I so afraid of?" That's right. So now you have to realize, first of all, is that I went to one of those, like, all-guys Catholic schools. For some reason, it was even funnier. So he gets up. He raises his hand like he's going to ask a question. And the entire first part of the song, he just, like, speaks it instead of singing it. And then he gets to a certain part, and then he just gets up out of his desk, starts singing it, and it's, like, dancing around the room. At one point, he's standing on a desk. And like,
I think that's O him.
Like, he just keeps singing. The teacher just stops. People from the other honors physics class came into the room. They left their class by saying they had to go to the bathroom. Came into our room. Our teacher didn't even question why they were there, just sitting around doing nothing. Right? So he's just singing. Finally, he finishes what he's doing, gets no response, sits back down. The teacher just keeps continuing teaching like nothing ever happened. And then we had, like, we call it Senior Day, which basically, like, they make a bunch of skits about our time at high school and all the funny shit that happened. Well, he wanted to do this thing where he sang, I don't know, some kind of really romantic song at Mr. Levon, which is the teacher, because it would be funny. And he was going to have, like, a frilly shirt and give him, like, flowers or something. I don't know why this is that funny, but it is. And they were like, oh, you can't really do that. Like, the teacher was like, oh, no, that's fine, whatever. He really didn't care. So my friend ended up singing "You Are My Sunshine,"
And like he changed some of the lyrics to be like physics related and relating to our class, and that was kind of funny. And like the last day of class, because he liked to frequently do this. I don't know why. I think he's just insane. He went into the room, one of the other physics classes that he taught, and he just bursts in singing "You've Lost That Love and Feeling."
People like to sing at your school.
I don't know. It's like Glee, except less gay. I think.
At an all-male school?
I think. Well, it was just this one person, this one teacher, because it was funny because of the droning monotone and the way he just ignored things. So he just sings "You've Lost That Love and Feeling." So he's like, "Now, Josh, if you don't leave right now, I'm going to give you a detention." This is the last day of our senior year. So he's like, "Oh, okay," so he left. Well, guess who got a detention anyway? And was really pissed because he's like, "But I know I was going to get this anyway. I just finished the song." Like, yeah, people did stupid things. Mostly people I was around, and I don't know why I was around them. But, of course, there was the time in the middle of quiz bowl practice, I decided to just start choking my friend until he turned blue.
Sounds like something you would do.
I don't think Kevin should be in our car.
Well, he hit me with his ring repeatedly for no reason. I think it was for no reason. That's how I remember it. And so I got mad because he wouldn't stop. So I just got up, walked across the room, and just started choking him. And of course, the moderator is that physics teacher, so he's like, "No, Kevin, you can't do that. You can't choke Colin." Meanwhile, he's turning blue. No one's trying to help him. I don't know why I'm laughing at this, but it
that reminds me of in my German class when I think you guys heard about Britt Lackey. And it was like the end of the class, and we were just waiting because we were like done early, so we had like 10 extra minutes before the bell rang. So we were just kind of hanging out, and there was a group of guys over in the corner. They were just tossing around this box that was just randomly there, like playing catch with it. And then Nikita Kramer was like a crazy son of a bitch who would stab everyone with pens. But anyway, he threw the box at Britt's face, and like his books fell. Like it was like something you see out of like a nerd like being picked out like in Spider-Man or something, and like he's just getting the books all calmly, and all of a sudden he gets up and starts choking Nikita Kramer. He's like choking this little kid, and like the teacher just watched for like a minute, like just calmly, everyone just watching, like we just want to see Britt Lackey kill this kid. And then he just goes, "Now just stop that." Like pretty much like what Kevin said, he was just very calm. He's like, now like, oh god, it was so weird.
That's great.
Violence, lots of violence.
Yeah, we'll move on. What character? Oh, this is from Kiefer. What characters would you like to see in the upcoming PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale? With this is continued apparently.
Allegedly.
With wild newcomers like Big Daddy and Heihachi recently coming out of the blue to join the game, as well as completely weird rumored characters like Goku and Croc having a chance of making it in, I'd like to see what you guys could think of from the vast libraries of Sony and other third parties to spice up the game. Personally, I'd love to see the completely awesome High Abbott from Naughty Dog's One True Classic Way of the Warrior for the 3D0. Or 3DO or something. I mean, just look at this guy's amazing animation. I'm not going to bother clicking it because I'm in a hurry. let's see. Bubsy, that Bobcat guy. I want him to be in it. If Crash Bandicoot's not in it, that's like a sin.
I want to see that Ty the Tasmanian Tiger.
Oh, and, yeah.
Attack and the Tower Juju guy, so we can just beat him up for being ripoffs of like Jack and Ratchet and stuff.
Ratchet and Clank are in there, right?
Yeah, they should be. Or if they're not, they should be announced. I feel like Cole should be in there too if he hasn't already been.
Cole's in there already.
Cole Pfeiffer. Oh wait, that's Prison Break.
They should put in the South Park kids and Jesus.
Okay.
No one from Resistance.
If there's no Assassin's Creed characters in there.
There should be, just because I play them all on PS3.
Like, that'd be a sin right there. Metabots.
Metabot. And then the evil Metabots.
I don't know. I'm running out of people.
Chuck.
Chuck.
General Beckman. Jeff and Lester. Just Jeff and Jeffster as a pair.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't know anyone else because I'm not intelligent. So, and then a second question is... Oh, Lord.
Scenario. Universe B. Okay, next.
Okay, 3, you're pulled into an alternate dimension where you're forced by a warrior king with sharks for hands. Oh, that's excellent. To fight to the death in an area surrounded by orc gunmen that are ready to blast you at any given moment with man-eating bullets... Instead of most bullets, that can also happen to be on fire if you try to escape. This particular dimension also repels any nerdy references. As a result, all fictional weaponry and devices based on popular culture, like a long list of things that are like it. Also, without any references, every third word out of Dawson's mouth is utter silence. There's no way out of it.
Where do people get this?
Decide that the only way to win your freedom is to go on with the fight. When the rumble begins, Jadamon quickly uses his honed karate skills to easily dispatch Dawson by tying him in a knot while Shuki runs around.
Why am I Mr. Fantastic?
Jackie Chan style. This appeases the Warrior King, who is completely unaware that this was all planned to use the force of Shuki's running, which isn't that strong, bro, trust me, to amplify the signal of an R communicator watch. It's not from pop culture, so it's immune to the dimension's effect. That Dawson had stashed in the middle of his knotted body that needed Dawson's kinetic force to charge it. What? Using this highly improbable maneuver, you're able to contact 5 members of the R staff to race to your rescue.
Is there a question here?
Which 5 members do you choose, and what's your rescue plan for the new squad to follow? Like, the 5 people on our staff that are actually always there, and the new plan is just to beat the shit out of this other guy.
I said we call Kiefer in and then have the other 4 just beat him up for putting us in this horrible situation.
I like that idea.
Well, I think we should have... what we're going to do is we're going to get Matt, and then he's just basically going to come up to the guy and distract him by going, ha! And talking like Elmo. And
well, I missed that.
Like, I don't know. I can't say the things that I want to say because I'll get edited out. We'll bring in Celeryman and Chris to speak in British accents.
We can bring in him for Bill Murray.
Yeah, they'll use their amazing powers of being British and do things. We'll bring Chris because he'll have food droids, but somehow they exist.
And no, RR is based off of fiction, so it would just be rambles. There's too many
Which
rules.
Which show is that? Which show is Rambles?
Scratch his head. Johnny Young Bosch, I hope you're not as stupid when I meet you in person.
We'll just leave it at that because we already unparadoxed your scenario. So
I didn't understand the scenario, and I'm so confused, and it makes me want to stab Keith.
GBakes93 said, "What's your opinion of Cards Against Humanity? Would you guys buy it?" So I didn't know what the hell this was, so I looked it up. It's basically apples to apples with a bunch of nerd references.
I don't know what apples to apples is.
Yeah, I need a better explanation than that, you cockbag. What?
Nope. Moving on. Okay. I would buy it.
Cards Against Humanity was like an organization, like a people that were like, cards will take humanity.
No, I would buy it just because it seemed funny. But
I would buy Brian.
So, King Yubi Neo says, what are your thoughts on the Kingdom Hearts series? Do you think it'll become a mess like Final Fantasy? I think it's kind of already entering slightly mess territories and the fact that the timeline is fucking all over the place. But I really like the series. I love all the games. It's got my play style that I enjoy in like RPG elements, but in a beat-em-up kind of scenario. So, I mean, I love the series. I love the whole concept behind it with Final Fantasy and Disney... all that fun stuff. So I love the series. I think the timeline's kind of getting effed up by all these really weird games coming out at weird times. But yeah,
I think there's no choice but for it to become screwed up because it's made by Square.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, I'm not too much into it, but I just feel like it's getting screwed up because you haven't seen like just a regular like next game. It's just all these weird games like Final Fantasy gets. Like they just get sequels to everything and dash numbers.
Sort of. I mean... it kind of depends on how picky you get in terms of, well, the third game is number 3. Well, not really, but it gets really complicated in terms of, like, what's official.
Well, I mean, isn't it true to say that there's not hasn't been a full-fledged, like, third game that's, like, in the same style as 1 and 2? Because aren't the rest just, like, either side stories or, like, on Game Boy or something, or, like, remakes or something?
There hasn't been a next-gen console game, I'll say that.
Yeah. That's, like, a long time ago. We're almost to the gen after that.
Yeah.
They skipped a whole console generation.
Apparently, wow. They're working on one for what's it called? The PS3.
It's going to be Kingdom Hearts 2 HD. Or next generation is going to be double HD.
HHDD?
HD squared.
That's a lot of randomness. Jeff, Kari Hirokin asks, what PR side stories that were dropped would you have liked finished? Turbo had a lot. Turbo did have a lot.
I don't remember them. Something about pizza.
Obviously the number one is basically anything involving the Phantom Ranger.
Yeah, pretty much. Also the GS ball. Oh, fuck. That's Pokemon.
Yeah, that's not Power Rangers, but that is something that I would have liked finished. Because that still angers me.
I would like anything involving Bulk and Skull being monkeys. I think that was not tied. That was not finished. They just kind of just stopped being monkeys.
Yeah.
It's true.
They just stopped. They got bored. Like, I'm tired of being a monkey. Let's just stop. Okay.
Let's just stop.
There was that stuff about that was supposed to be a little more involved with the Lost Galactic Beasts and stuff. Wasn't there supposed to be more behind that in the Die Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, there was an entire thing with the, like you said, with the Die Ranger suits and stuff that I would have loved to see just based on the fact that it's the friggin' Die Ranger suits. But,
and it would have been epic, but goddamn Kendrick's had to go and, like, get cancer or something.
Yep, and Cassie had
that
to be a
whore. That thing with Kari and those weird shadow people.
There was the thing about the Millennium Message was supposed to be a lot more in-depth, and it just kind of stopped.
Oh, yeah, the thing with the Blue Centurion, and they, like,
yeah.
They started to hint that, like, Divatox is related to Demetria, but then they pretended nothing happened and walked away.
Yeah, like, that pretty much sums it up. there's that. So, yeah, basically, like you said, Turbo had a lot. I mean, the only other one I can think of off the top of my head that I know of is the Galactabeast one with Lost Galaxy and the Die Ranger suits. Outside of that, it's mostly everything Turbo because they decided that it'd be cool to change their direction and stop all that. So, good times.
What else? I was thinking. Oh, just say RPM. The end.
Oh yeah.
Avengix. Go Buster Season 2. The Sweets.
The Sweets.
See, I wouldn't want it to be like a direct sequel. Like it could be years in the future when Avengix comes back. Just saying. Yeah. Imagine what a plot twist that would be if GoBusters tied themselves to Power Rangers and said that it was Vengix. It would be hilarious and PR freaks would go crazy. The whole thing's a PR reference.
Oh my god.
There are already people who have stopped watching it because they say it references PR too much.
That's so stupid. So Delix says this is a continuation of the multi-universe story.
Oh god.
Fuck.
So we went to Universe B to get Sentai shit, and
I thought we were just living there now. No more. We're living there, we're retired.
Okay. Kevin, on the other hand, was still confused about where he was.
I still am.
And decided that he didn't care enough about his other self and stayed behind in Universe C.
Oh fuck.
Because
I don't remember
of the
which
way
one that
time
was.
Flows
which
in...
one was C?
Oh my god. Love this. Because of the way time flows in the PR Sentai Kamen Rider world, Shuki Dawson and Search, I forgot who that was, but become the 40th Super Sentai, which is a series crossover with Kamen Rider, oh lord. Namely, Kamen Sentai Bug Rangers. I get it.
I think I'm bleeding from the mouth.
With these new powers, you fight off the G. And that was like the government or something. Universe C. See, I don't remember the details now. Preventing them from traveling to Universe A, so we save the day. Everyone is free to the scientists brainwashing to become the heroes, because that's what we are. You then steal the tech from the scientists and travel to Universe A, where Watto has become real and is led by the Universe A Dawson. That's the real you. They threaten to destroy the Bug Rangers and the universe they come from in order to finally vanquish team-ups. The Kevin from Universe C finds out about this and finally wants to help. He creates his own tech to become the fourth Bug Ranger. YouTube commenters in both universes A and C continue to argue about what warrants a sixth ranger on Dawson's reviews. What plans would Kevin make to stop Watto and save the Bug Rangers who have been captured by Watto and are being tortured by flesh-eating bunny rabbits? Also, how do you plan to stop Watto and your own selves from Universe A, our universe? You may create your own powers, weapons, etc. P.S. You cannot join Watto, as your selves from Universe C have had a change of hearts due to the fact that it was because of a team-up that they got their superpowers.
You mean I couldn't kill myself?
Kevin must also do something and cannot kill himself.
I like how I said it.
P.S. I'm sorry if your brains hurt.
Okay, wait.
So... Wait a minute. I thought that we were in Universe A in the original scenario, and we moved to Universe B.
No,
so there is no
we were in
anybody.
Universe C. Universe A was the real universe.
No, I know
universe
that.
Universe B was the one we got the tech from.
But wait, I thought we stay. Oh, do we stay in B or do we move to A? Why is there two of us now? I thought we were just.
We never moved to A.
I thought we moved. Then where'd all my stuff go? They're moving Van Kane instead of taking people.
Okay, wait. So who's kidnapped? But Universe B, Brian.
Me. Universe C, me, Dawson, and the other dude that we added, the Surge guy. We're the Bug Rangers.
Who was a Surge? Where did the Surge come from?
It was in the last one.
Lieutenant Surge?
It was Surge. Like,
okay.
Google.
Okay, Surge.
Alright, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sneak into Watto headquarters, and then I'm going to quite literally have sex with myself for fun and profit. Then,
he's himself. Oh, that man's after, handsome.
After years of being told to go fuck yourself, I can now make it a reality. And then, I will take the keys to the cell. I will free Brian and Search. I will then leave Dawson there. In fact, I might just cap him while I'm there just to put him out of his misery. I'll take his powers from him, and I'll just give them to someone else, or keep them for myself to have two sets of powers, because that's the kind of jackass I am. And then, what do I have to do? What is the end game? Alright, I've saved you. Now what do we gotta do? Stop Watto?
Yeah, how do you plan to stop Watto?
Alright, well then, I'm presuming that Universe A Watto is led by Dawson, so I'll just taxidermize him.
The fourth Bug Ranger's powers to taxidermize people.
And I will taxidermize him, and I will fill him with pudding. And
I'm just upset that the vinyl pudding things never took off. Those are so convenient. It's like putting in a bag. That sounds delicious.
I will then, but beforehand, I will actually take, since I killed Universe C Dawson by capping him, I will
wait,
then...
Wait, Universe C me still exists, you killed Universe B me. No, wait, is that right?
No, C.
Oh.
Yeah, I think Universe...
I'm alive somewhere.
We're not in Universe B, because that's the actual PR Sentai Kamen
Rider. Oh.
Right. So I took Universe C Dawson corpse, and then I used it to beat... Universe A Dawson into submission. I then taxidermize him and fill him with pudding. And without Dawson's leadership, Watto falls apart because Brian's wishy-washy and is like, ugh. And then Universe A me has been traumatized by the entire thing and is curled up in a corner.
From the rape?
By himself. And is unable to lead anything anymore. And the rest of our staff is just incompetent and can't do anything, so the whole thing just falls apart. Problem solved.
Bravo.
You have to know who the ringleader is.
The worst part about this is that the pudding Dawson's never took off. No, is that if he comes up with another scenario, I can't be in any of them because I'm dead. Unless we create more universes.
Both of you is dead.
Me and those. Pretty soon we'll run out of alphabets.
You tax Delix with a new mission because he has to now he has to make a Universe D because you killed the two Dawsons.
It's gonna be called Universe Dawson, and they're just gonna be filled with me.
That way we have infinite Dawsons to taxonomize. Yay!
This is the part where Dalek goes, challenge accepted.
Well, alternatively, instead of killing him, I could just take Dawson to Dawson, and then they would just sit there referencing the two Todds back and forth all day till Universe A's Dawson's head explodes.
Jeez. And then lastly, we have Chenix's Pokemon.
Pokemon. Chenix. Question? Is it a question? Is that what you're trying to say? I don't know what you're doing. Did he die? Did Brian go into a coma?
Brian?
There's a moment in here where I'm supposed to scare Dawson, except I'm not sure how. I think it involves me clicking the YouTube link, and I don't want to do that. So
take your pants off.
Is it one of those links where it's like a normal video, and then like a ghost creeps up? It's like, I hate those.
I do hate those. Okay, this is the infamous Lavender Town Syndrome, also called the Lavender Town Tone or Lavender Town Suicides. That is pretty fucked up when you read about it. When reading about this, I felt like a screamer was going to pop up and scare the living fuck. Oh my god, this is like we're psychic. Fuck out of me, but it didn't, and thanks for your guys' reviews, because they kept me sane during the time I was reading about this. Here's the theory for this. The original Lavender Town music had a certain tone in it that only 7 to 12-year-olds could hear due to their still developing ears. After listening to the music for a certain amount of time, it drove them mad and they killed themselves by hanging or dropping off high buildings. As for the total amount of deaths, some say 20, some say 100, and some say 200. My thoughts.
That's awesome.
It is more than likely is fake, but it still depresses and scares the fuck out of me. I mean, where the media coverage is if this actually happened. I remember seeing reports about how addicting this game is, and if this was real, where was the news coverage? I could see the news freaking out about 2 to 4 deaths, and it would supposedly be the case, but 100 to 200? So, it is worth to note another creepy thing, that when playing the original Lavender Town music with special software, it shows the unknown, a creepy ghost thing that did not appear until Gen 2, but is still in the unaltered music. I don't know what you're talking about. To give you guys a better look at this, I will include the original theme in the beta version for shits and now get him. I think that's where I'm supposed to click it. Giggles. For people who got depressed reading this, do what I do and listen to the Reading Rainbow theme, Queen, and Michael Jackson like I did for 4 hours on my day off. And yes, I did that. I actually knew about this one ahead of time because he showed me it.
What's the question?
Well, there's no question involved here. It's just basically what you think about this supposed...
Like, I think it's fake just because, like he said, we make a big deal about it. Especially here, like, one person will get a disease and it's like an epidemic already. And people are buying hand sanitizer and, like, beating each other off with sticks. Like, it's crazy. Like, I remember that H1N1, like, 12 people got it here and they're like, it's a full-fledged breakout! I'm like, do you know how many people are in Colorado? 12 people. It's a small classroom.
Well, that's like when Mr. S thinks he has a cold and puts one of those little surgical masks on.
Opens the live show from the hospital. CS Toys live show. Da-na, na-na, beep, beep. Oh my god, Mr. S, are you okay?
You just hear, beep.
Just kidding.
Everyone's first thought, my toys!
I'm not sure if it was the same video that you have linked, but you showed me one of the videos with the beta sound, and I mean, I listened to the whole video, and it was obnoxious, but it didn't.
Brian, you're not 7 to 12.
To me. I know, I'm just saying. Like, look, a bunch of the comments were, I got a headache. I'm like, okay, I didn't get a headache.
I personally think if it killed a bunch of 7 to 12 year olds, I'm fine with that.
Never said it was a bad thing.
Yeah, because I know some I would love to just bash over the head with a mallet, but
they're the ones in the toilet taking my toys. The ones that just hang out in there. You can't just hang out here. God. Sorry, I'm upset. Or the people that sit down in the middle of Borders. Oh fuck, Borders doesn't exist. Barnes and Noble.
Poor Borders.
I see.
It's like talking about Blockbuster.
We see people falling asleep at the Barnes and Noble, like in a chair. I'm like, what? Not even with a book in their hand, just sitting in the chair sleeping.
That's what I'm gonna do when I'm homeless. Is just go sleep in Barnes and Noble.
These people don't look homeless. I mean, I guess it could be their first day being homeless, but
their first day, they don't have any dirt on them, rookie.
Well, you don't just start out being homeless and look like that.
I never thought about that. I could have been seeing homeless people and not even realize it because they're so new at it.
I heard a comedian say that one time. I forgot who it was, but it was hilarious. I almost died laughing. I was like, well, it could be their first day being homeless. Like, whoa.
It just blew my mind. I didn't know there was first times. I never know if they're actually homeless, new, or just those people that do it to make money.
My friend's cousin used to do that. He would like dress all ratty and put dirt on him and then just go sit out like in the French Quarter and ask for money. And people would give him money. He made good money doing it.
That's why they do it. That's why I never give anything to homeless people, and the poor homeless people never get anything because of the fake ones.
But no, I'm fine with Lavender Town killing children. I mean,
I really want to banish Pokemon from my life now because it's been completely ruined. All these, or at least Gen 1. Gen 1 has like the creepiest stories out of it.
Like, there's so, well, not just that. I mean, half the Pokedex entries are creepy.
That's true. Look at Yamask.
Drifloon. Drifloon sneaks into your house at night in the window and steals your kids out of their beds. Like,
I think Aerosol tweeted that at one point.
I'd much rather Pokemon anime world. Everything's cotton candy and smiles.
Like, it's slightly frightening and disturbing.
Just steals your children.
My poor non-existent kids. We don't celebrate their birthdays either because it's an anniversary.
The anniversary of the day they escaped from the vagina.
Excuse me?
The ultimate prison break.
That's what your birthday is, Brian.
Okay.
But well, yes.
Anyway, that's all the questions. So keep sending them in.
I can't sleep now, thanks.
Wasn't planning on it, so. So now it's time for...
Final thingy! I have a thingy and it's not final.
Cool.
So, Brian, when's that restock happening? Because I need a wild tiger. Another wild tiger.
2 hours.
2 hours?
Maybe, I don't fucking know.
Oh, hell no.
That was so upsetting, Kevin turned black.
Well, that's all that chicken I eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, chicken.
Chicken.
Meh. Camera, too.
No, that's live on podcast because I hit the record button already somehow.
Damn it! You just gave away our secrets about my little black baby named Carlos.
No, I just hit it a couple seconds ago.
Okay. No, I just talked about it again.
You reviewed them all already? Damn it!
This is not a sequel. Well, I did 3 people today because I didn't have enough time.
Okay, now he's in the stand and he's never coming off the stand, so. He looks so homo.
I know, like, he's so weird. I was like, I like Kotetsu better. These aren't worth the money, but if you have to get one, get Kotetsu. He has a hat.
Well, his glasses are on his hair. That's fun.
Well, I also have Keith Goodman and Ivan Carolyn and Wang Powlin or something.
Wang Plowin. Oh, wait, that's wrong.
There, now he looks slightly less... Yeah.
Gay?
Let's believe heroes. That's not English.
He thinks he's Darkblaze and he's trying to seduce me.
I think so.
Unsuccessfully. Darkblaze is Carl's real father.
Damn it, Darkblaze.
I think an ant just fell off my leg.
An ad?
Ant.
I was like, Brian, we're taking advertising too far.
I know you need money, Brian, but jeez.
He's got electronic pants that just plays YouTube video ads.
Okay.
Pegasus Sayo.
Flying Hope.
What's our title?
Hello, and welcome to RRR Season 3, Episode 9. Okay. Hello and welcome to RRR Season 3,
numbers
Episode 9. Hello and welcome to...
Sorry. Keep going. Conquest.
Pokemon.
Okay, there's more messages here. I'm stuck on that one too. I can't believe there's nothing on the internet to help. I'm also missing one in Gotham of the Year. That's because you suck.
It's a battle, win or lose. It's the friends you make. It's the road you choose.
Is this the trailer for Sing Song Time with Jedimon? I heard that got pushed back to 2013.
You got the right stuff, so make your mind up to have the courage inside of you. If you're strong, you'll survive, and you'll keep your dream alive. It's the battle
show
frontier.
Is this? Brian's looking up game Pokemon. Facts. Kevin's singing. I'm just befuddled, using words like befuddled.
Be the best you can be and find your destiny. It's the master plan. The power's in your hand, Pokemon.
Do you have what it takes to be? Go, go, go!
So there's three threads about this on GameFAQs, and none of them have the answer. It's just a bunch of people going, I can't find it either.
Just search on Google how to do it, but be warned, when you type in how to, the first result is how to steal from Walmart.
Gosh. Yep.
Yep. So, it's your turn, Dawson, I guess.
Okay. No, apparently not. Kevin's got toys and he's playing with them like a child. Coming from about people keep saying that the Gokaiger is just going to use Gokaiger and no tributes.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I feel sexy.
Right.
Alright, I'm
okay.
Turning this off.
So, now...
it's pissing me off.
I know, right? It's pissing me off, too.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.